This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
You know, I thought maybe we'd start the show right off this morning and go to the phones. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Let's do it. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Fire up the phones right now if you'd like to say good morning. So, yeah, if you want to just fire up the phones and speak. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. 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 Your microphone's not working. Dude, you're
on the wrong microphone.
Dude, you're on, why are you on Roxanne's microphone?
Roxanne's not here, so I'm talking to both. Let me get rid of her microphone.
Yeah, that, there we go. Dude, it's not on. Her microphone wasn't on. Oh. How do you grab her microphone from the corner and think that's your microphone?
Well,
you're like off mic going,
I heard it. I heard it. Whoever sat here after the morning show put her mic in my position.
Oh, look at the phones.
It was sitting there floating right in front of me.
Phones are all jammed.
Every line.
Hang on a sec. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Hello, can we help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the laptop.
Oh, yeah, the Microsoft Surface. No, I just gave out the phone numbers if you wanted to call up and say hello.
Oh, well, hi. Yeah. I talked to you before in email.
Oh, you have? Oh, what's your name?
Nikki.
Well, Nikki, you've spoken to me via email. What did we speak about? Can you refresh my memory?
Yes, I was telling you that you mentioned something about Marilyn Monroe, and I was telling you you should watch Marilyn Monroe Files with Bill Bixby.
This was after we watched Blonde on Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. Some people panned it, but I thought it was great. Keep listening because we will give away the first Microsoft little Surface laptop later on this morning, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you since way back. I was very disappointed when you left the first time. I hope you don't leave this time.
Well, you never know. You know, you realize that my contract is coming due, and I have not re-signed. You realize that, right?
Yeah, I know. This is going to suck if you're not on the air anymore.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to turn it into any kind of a stunt thing. There's no way. But listen, Nikki, I really appreciate it. But, you know, I have not re-signed. My contract is up in December. And listen, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to turn it into some kind of a, you know, radio morning show bit.
Joel.
It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
Not a chance. No.
Is he leaving forever?
No. Not going to do it. No radio stunting.
Or maybe he'll come back for good.
I have no idea. Will they remain?
If MJ's not around.
Hey, Nikki, you know what this is?
MJ's contract countdown. MJ's contract countdown.
Yeah, it is. It's the contract countdown. A little over a month ago, and then I'm a free agent, so I no idea what's going to happen. Oh, you know, phones are jamming.
Every line, MJ, is blowing up.
Yeah, let me grab line two. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, welcome. Are you calling just to say hi this morning and see if our phone lines work?
No, sir.
Oh. Why were you calling?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was going to see if I could win that Surface.
Yeah, you know, we're going to give away the first one in just a little bit. I just gave out the phone numbers just in case you wanted to call up and just say hello, good morning.
Oh, well, it's really nice to meet you.
Stacy, it's very nice to meet you as well. And if you keep listening, I'm fairly certain that within the next 55 minutes or so, we're going to give away a Microsoft Surface Pro, the first one of Wednesday.
All right.
All right, Pally. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, buddy.
You too. All right, let's look at this. Let me grab line six. Hi, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hello. I need to talk to MJ.
Yes, this is MJ, and we're live at 6:05.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. By the way, it's not just me you're speaking to, so if you need to say some really secret things, Roxanne and Fester and Froggy are also listening in.
Okay. Well, they are absolutely wonderful. But you talking about your contract.
Yeah.
You had better re-sign that contract. I never listened to you before. I, you know, was always listening to Mason in the morning.
Yep.
And when you came over, I gave you a chance, and your show's the only one I listen to in the morning.
Well, that is fantastic.
I listened to Mason in the afternoon. Well, now he's gone.
Yep.
If you leave, I'm going to have to, like, I don't know, listen to satellite radio or some shit like that in the morning.
All right. Well, easy. I know you're passionate about it.
No, I had to dump the S-bomb, but listen, I understand the passion that you deliver. That's okay. Listen, I can't tell you what's going to happen because, as you know...
MJ's contract countdown. MJ's contract countdown.
All right, so we'll see what happens, but I do appreciate you listening. And are you calling to also test the lines to possibly win one of the Microsoft tablets?
No, I'll be at work by the time you do that.
Oh, son of a bitch. All right, well, listen, what do you do for a living?
I am an RN, and I work in clinical research. We do clinical trials.
Well, fantastic. Anything for people with really bad breath? Because Fester's available.
Oh.
No, but you know what? We do Alzheimer's research.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, so MJ's available.
hey, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, and stay here.
I'll see what happens. Look at every line. Let's pick up just. How about line three? Hi. Good morning, MJ. Morning show. Hello.
Hey. Good morning. I just called to say good morning to Roxanne, Froggy, Fester, and MJ, like he asked on the radio.
Oh, that's fantastic. And are you also going to try to win one of the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets coming up?
I'll be at work, and if you watch it online. There's a time delay, so you never know when to call. But
well, no, the time delay online. Andrew, do we know what the time delay is? If you're watching MJ TV, the time delay is what? Can you actually do it right now? Can you give us a time delay? Can you bring up MJ TV on your bring it up on your computer? Bring up MJ. Go to MJMorningShow.com. Bring up MJ TV, and you know find a mark. Of where we are. I think it's only, even online, I think it's only like a 20-30 second delay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just going to say, when I get to work, I'm going to get my magic eight ball off my desk, and I'm going to ask it, are you going to stay or go?
Oh, there you go. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you listening. All right, every line is ringing here. So good morning to everybody. And yes, every line is working because every line is ringing. And sometime... within the next, 30, 40 minutes, we're going to tell you when to call in, what number caller to be, to win the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet, valued at $1,349. And this will be the Wednesday edition. So 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. this morning, during all 4 hours, we're giving away another Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. And of course, for this hour's winner, for today's hour, right now, for the 6 o'clock hour, I should say, make sure you know who won yesterday. Who was the 9 a.m. hour winner yesterday? Be the right caller, and you'll win the first one this morning. And it's going to be on the way in just a matter of minutes. All right, just getting rolling. MJ Morning Show on Q105. Stand by. You know, I didn't know it was going to rain overnight. I mean, I woke up in a whole driveway, whole streets. I got puddles all over the place, and I had no idea.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the crew at 6:19. And yes, it'll happen in just a matter of moments. Could happen in the next 10 seconds. Could happen in the next 12 minutes. So just keep listening. We will give away another of the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. This is a full Windows computer, Windows 11. I downgraded mine to Windows 10 because I still like just the familiarity of Windows 10. But, hey, listen, you can do whatever the hell you want. All right, so we'll give away the first of them. We'll give away the first of the Surface Pros. The 6 o'clock tablet will be given away shortly. Just keep listening. We'll tell you when to call in. And, of course, make sure you know the winner from 9 o'clock hour yesterday. That's how tablet tag works. And if you're like, I don't know what the heck that is. I don't know who won at 9 o'clock. Yes, it was actually, what, 9:40? 9:36? What, 9:38 yesterday? And if you're saying, I don't know, well, guess what? Well, listen now. Hear the winner that's about to happen coming up in a bit. Then you'll know their first name, and you get to call in the 7 o'clock hour. Then we'll give away one in the 8 o'clock and one in the 9 o'clock. You just have to know the previous hour's winner's first name. That's the only thing that you got to do, and be the right number caller. That's all that matters here. Hey, Rox, you appear to be a little bit of a mess this morning. Are you all right over there?
Yeah, I don't care. You can say that. Yeah, oh. I just
I'm just saying that you walked in late. You just appeared to be. You're just like wandering around. Then you're like, I don't know where my laptop is, and you couldn't find your laptop.
No, the whole house is on high alert. I was like, where? Doug, where's my laptop? Like, it's his fault if I can't find it.
You lost it, and then you couldn't account for it for the last 20 hours.
No,
show yesterday to this morning, you had no idea where it was.
No, I just had a different schedule yesterday than I normally do. I had time to myself. I came home, I took a nap, and I must have shoved it in my trunk, because that's where I found it, in my trunk.
You just went out and found it in the...
Yeah, in my trunk.
Back of your car? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Fester's right. When was the last time you actually touched your laptop? Probably when you left the show yesterday.
Yeah, so
Fester was right. You haven't seen your laptop for the past 20 hours.
Ends at 10? Let's figure you're by your car maybe by 10:30?
Excuse me, I do a whole afternoon show show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's here until right. 2.
Oh, yeah. She's here till 2 that. O'clock. Yeah, we don't have voice tracking capabilities.
Don't make a request or anything, but she's here till 3.
Yeah. We don't know.
Come on.
Are you guys nuts?
Is that a big secret? I don't know. Is it?
All right, moving on.
I just like radio better when the human being was actually in the studio the whole time. Listen, just call me old fashioned. I don't know.
Is it a secret? I don't know. Why should she give me dirty looks?
So, Roxanne, Fester was 100% right.
Yeah.
You've been missing your laptop for 20 hours.
Well,
if you left here a little after 10 a.m. yesterday.
I didn't, guys. You guys leave a little after 10. I do not leave a little after 10.
Fine. So you've missed it for 18 hours. Jesus.
But still, what do you use at home when you get home? Like, you send me an email with some prep and some news links and some good stuff for the show. What are you? You're not doing that on your laptop?
No. Last night, sometimes I do it on my laptop. And I was telling you can tell what I'm using. If you ever get a message from me, it's from Roxanne Wilder. It is from my cell phone. So last night I did prep from my cell phone.
Ooh. If we get the email with Doug's name, then that comes
that
from
comes
your laptop?
From the laptop. Yeah.
So wait a minute, you're doing prep on the little screen on your cell phone?
Yes, these have amazing capabilities. Yeah. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. That's right, you have an Android. So yeah, the iPhone, you can do stuff like that.
My screen is bigger than your screen, by the way. Like, which iPhone do you have?
I don't even know.
Do you have the 13 or the 14?
I think the 13.
When did you get it? How long ago?
I don't know. Maybe 2 years ago?
A couple years ago? Maybe a 12 ago. For all I know.
I don't keep track of stuff like that.
You probably have a 13. Yeah, so yeah, I use an Android. I've got the Pixel 6 Pro is what I have. But I use my phone for a lot of stuff, but I'm not doing hours of prep on my phone. I'm using a laptop or Surface Pro 8, actually, is what I use.
Well, that's a really good thing to do your prep on, but... Sometimes I do it from my computer. Sometimes I do it from my phone.
Hey, Angie, I'm trying to figure something out.
Yes?
How much sleep did you get last night? Because were you up at 2 o'clock in the morning watching the rocket?
I was up at 147 watt. Let's be accurate here. When we're dealing with NASA and rocket liftoffs, let's be accurate. I was up at 147 a.m. out in the street to see if cloud cover was going to obscure my view of launch pad 39 Bravo at Cape Canaveral and the Artemis 1 rocket launch, which is the precursor for the manned return to the moon.
All right, that was very dramatic.
Yes, it was.
Wasn't it supposed to take off like at 1 o'clock or 104?
104, yeah.
104.
104.7. It was supposed to lift off at 104.7 FM. That's Q105. And then, I don't know, it was some kind of leak.
Wait, did you go to bed and then wake up? What's the matter with you?
Well, no, I was prepping. I did take a nap. So I napped from, I think, about 10 o'clock to about 11. You know
at what? Night?
Yeah. So I took
what
a nap.
What are you doing?
I was prepping. I was prepping beginning, you know, at about 7 o'clock last night. And then I'm prepping. I'm watching some TV. I'm doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I prepped, and then I got a little sleepy at about 10:30. I dozed off, and then I woke up again at about midnight. And then I prepped until like 1 o'clock. I'm waiting for, I mean, you know what? I'm going to stay up.
Have you seen The Machinist?
I'm going to wait for the rocket launch at 104, and then son of a, then they postponed it because they had some kind of little technical issue. They sent the little tech guys in, the repair dudes, and then they said, all right, new launch is going to be 147.
You stayed up that whole time?
Yeah. I was prepping. I was doing stuff for the show. I was working my hardest to make sure the show was the best it could be today.
All right. So, and part of that is you not getting any sleep because that's usually.
Yeah, we're 25 minutes in. When are we going to start?
147 in the morning. Michelle and I, we walked out of the house into the street. We walked down to the street a little bit because there's a nice clearing through some trees that you look right toward Cape Canaveral. And let me bring up the audio here. Yeah, go ahead and click the little speaker. All right, here we go.
From what, 108?
All right, so let me,
I don't know where I am in the video.
Yeah, let it recycle and then you can hear it. All right. Here,
I go. That might be all we see, Michelle.
Here we go.
There it is. Look at the glow.
Look at this. This is live.
Okay,
last
we're
night.
Waiting for the glow. Look at that. Look at that. Is that awesome?
Yeah.
We're here in South Tampa, and look at that. Isn't that incredible?
Sleeps better.
Yeah.
So that is the glow of the rocket all the way in South Tampa. That might be it.
And then it got up into the clouds because
Be all we see.
I wish it was like totally clear. That would have been
incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was heavy cloud coverage last night.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of a window where you could see. And if you want to see it, I put the video up on my Instagram, and I encourage all of our listeners to give me a follow on Instagram. Certified MJ Radio. So on Instagram, give me a follow, Certified MJ Radio, and you can see the video that I took of the Artemis rocket launching early this morning at 1:47 a.m.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burnoff igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5, 4 stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
I've been listening to that rumble. That's incredible.
He messed up the word ignition.
All 4 RS-25 engines on the core stage and 2 solid rocket boosters now propelling the vehicle at 128 miles per hour.
Who writes the statement?
I don't know. Somebody writes. So obviously he's reading some kind of a script.
To infinity and beyond. Am I the only one that's always felt they should save the mission statement until it's, you know, in orbit.
In the clear.
You know, I mean, dude, it's the liftoff statement, all right?
I know, but...
And the Artemis rocket, the Artemis 1 with the orbiter dealy, this is the precursor to us returning to the moon. So this thing is going to, like, slingshot around the moon and then come back. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. And this is the, you know, the practice phases to put a U.S. astronaut back on the moon. Hey, Andrew, what is the date? Are they trying to do? Do you know the date on this, Andrew? Is it like, is it 2020 something or other? I think, what, by the end of this decade, I think we're 2027. See if we can find it. I think it's like, what, 2027 or something? Great.
That's if we ever landed there to begin with.
Oh, will you stop it with that nonsense?
Ask Stanley Kubrick.
Okay.
The director of the movie.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm sure. When you watch all those,
oh,
like,
I love
you like all those moon conspiracy things.
The flag would not wave like that in no atmosphere.
We stopped it. We were on the moon.
Yeah, you check out the flag.
Yeah, but listen, we went to the moon. Stop with the conspiracy garbage and the people.
And you can see a shadow of a boom mic.
No, you can't see the shadow. All right, so folks, obviously you probably know there are people that think that there is a conspiracy that the moon landing never happened in 1969, the summer of 69. People believe that it never happened and that it was all done on a Hollywood soundstage in a studio. And that's garbage.
And Kubrick directed it.
We absolutely went to the moon. And we're going back. Froggy, don't get the wackos calling in this morning, would you please?
I'm just kidding.
Don't get the nut jobs calling. Oh, yeah, Froggy's right. Yeah, man.
But think about it. I mean, we are on a flat earth.
No, we're not. We stop it. Don't get the flat earthers calling in. Stop. Knock it off. Yeah, knock it off, would you please? Yeah, so Fester, I was up very, very late. I went to bed at about 2, up at about 5. So I had 3 hours of continuous sleep.
That's not good for you.
I got a 5-hour energy in the car. You want one?
I'm not taking that stuff. Right. Not a chance.
I got a Monster. You want a Monster?
Yeah. Listen, typically I operate on about 4 hours. I typically get 4 hours constant sleep.
Yeah, that's on non-rocket nights.
And then I usually get a nap during the day. Like, I usually get a little bit when I come home from the morning show before I do my afternoon show. I'll get a little bit of a nap there. And then I typically doze off a little bit, like, you know, 10 o'clock at night, I'll doze off for a little bit, and then, you know, I
sleep like an infant.
I you know what? You're right. I am.
2 hours here, 2 hours there.
You know what?
And then you wake up and you have playtime.
I'm going to spit up in Froggy's face right now.
Baby.
Is what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, what was it I used to do with my kids? The easy baby schedule. You feed them, then you do an activity, then they sleep, and that's you time. That's Michelle's time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Aw.
All right, folks, I've got early morons in the news next. We got a great pile of early morons in the news. And, yeah, we're going to give away the first Microsoft Surface 8 tablet within minutes here on the MJ Morning Show. Andrew, did you find out when we're supposed to be back on the moon?
Yes, the Artemis 2 is supposed to be no earlier than 2024.
Gotcha.
And that will be the first manned Artemis. And the moonshot
landing is when?
Would be Artemis 3, which is expected in 2025.
Okay, I thought it was 2027, but there we go. We're going back to the moon, baby, and I think it's fantastic. All right, 6:32, it's the MJ Morning Show. We're back in just minutes.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. No, this is not the new Chevy EV commercial using Fleetwood Mac's everywhere. I'm just using it as bumper music. Yeah, I love the little thumping there. I think it's like an electric and acoustic guitar playing with speed issues. Yeah, this isn't that Chevy commercial where they're like singing off key in the car. Yeah, this is the 2018 remaster of Fleetwood Mac. Can you hear me calling? Not your name, man. You know that this is a great song, actually. Yeah, right, thank you, Christine McVie. All right, so it is time for more On to the News. Before I dive in, oh, and we will give away the Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablet in just a bit. Festa, did I hear that you're leaving the show soon, or you're leaving the show early today?
Not leaving soon. I mean, relatively soon, I guess. It's not a,
you know. Who did you just tell? You told that to someone in the hall, and the door, doors, okay.
I told it to Roxanne.
The door is propped open because... this building sucks, and the air conditioning never works, and our studio is like blazing like asses in here, and it's just hot as can be.
Remember that movie?
Really
blazing asses?
Yeah, really accurate description of what's going on here. Blazing like asses.
No, our studio is way too hot. Our air conditioning doesn't work. This building needs to be demolished, and so our door's propped open. We go to commercial break a little while ago, and I hear Fester mumbling to someone, "Oh, yeah, I'm leaving early today." And why do you tell me you're leaving early? Why do I have to Why do I have to overhear it in the hallway?
Well, I didn't mean for you to hear it there. I was going to tell you next time we had a chance to talk, but I'll tell you now. I'm going to leave the show today, only today, you know, unless I get fired this afternoon. But I'm going to leave today at 9 o'clock. I have to do something early this morning. It's my son Hudson.
Yeah,
it's his Thanksgiving pageant today at 10 o'clock.
Aww.
Thanksgiving thing. So,
are you having a little banquet as well? Like where everyone brings in some kind of poisoned food from home?
All right. I have a thing about that, dude. Here in our radio station building, I think, is it this week or next week, we're having like a Friendsgiving? I mean, at the RV place, we're having a Friendsgiving. Yeah, I don't do those.
We've talked. You know what? Let me write this down.
We need friends.
I got to get to early morons of the news. So, and then we have to give away a tablet here in just a moment. So hold on. Let's add that to the list of things. So Friendsgiving.
I've got a couple of those.
All right. Where everyone makes stuff at home and then brings it in.
Yeah.
Man, you're just asking for like dirty hands in your food. Let's deal with this later on.
Anyway,
I don't have time to do it now. So we'll you have to leave at 9 o'clock because your kid's having something at school.
Yeah.
Well, I have a warning too.
What, a warning?
Oh, yeah.
Can you save that?
It's just real quick.
I have
a migraine today, so I might vomit during the show.
All right.
I'm just letting you know. If it happens, it happens. I don't feel so good.
It's uncalled for.
You feeling okay?
People are eating breakfast for us.
Sorry.
You know what? Let's fire up the phones right now for the first tablet. Let's go. Let's do it right now. Then we'll dive into more onto the news. Let's go with caller number 75.
Wow.
Oh, Andrew has already given me a look. Andrew's already given me a son of a... All right, caller 75 right now, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. If you're caller 75 and you can tell us the winner of the tablet from 9 o'clock yesterday, I need the first name of yesterday's 9 o'clock winner. And if you're caller 75, you win today's first Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet and keyboard, retail value $1,349. This is number one for today. And then we'll give away one in the 7 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, and the 9 o'clock hours. Hey, thanks to our pal, DonTheITGuy.com, for helping to facilitate this latest batch of 20 Surface tablets that we're giving away. So caller 75, just make sure you know yesterday's 9 o'clock winner's first name, and boom, you got it. All right, Andrew is cursing me while he's screening for caller 75. 800-990-1047. Good luck. Early morons in the news. Let's go. Woman, listen to this. A woman was busted at JFK, the airport up in Queens in New York, trying to smuggle 28 pounds of cocaine in her wheelchair wheels.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to picture how that would work.
Mike, well.
And the rubber.
Yeah,
inside the wheels,
and then the wheels were put on the little.
Damn, I think you get away with that.
I mean, how about that deal? Listen
to
this.
What gave it away?
Of coke she left.
She was leaving white lines all through the airport. So this is crazy. A woman was busted at JFK trying to smuggle 28 pounds of cocaine inside the tires. Authorities said this on Monday. Federal agents suspected something was off with Emma Linda Paulino de Rivas' wheelchair when she arrived in New York City from Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. the DR baby, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Officers said they noticed the tires on the wheelchair weren't rotating.
All lumpy.
What?
And stuck.
So what? It wasn't a wheelchair. It was a drag chair.
Were they just pushing her through the airport?
It's all scraping on the ground. Yeah, that might be a giveaway if you're.
What's wrong with these wheels?
You got to see the size of these. This was like a big, one of those, you know, those big mobility wheelchairs?
Like a beach, like you want to see on the beach?
Yeah.
Like the huge wheels?
Okay, hold on. It's not a wheelchair as much as it looks like scooter tires.
It was a wheelchair. So officers noticed that the tires on the wheelchair weren't rotating, so they x-rayed the four rubber wheels and discovered roughly 28 pounds of cocaine worth about $500,000 stuffed in bags inside. Derivas, a Dominican national, was taken into custody, charged with multiple counts of federal narcotics smuggling charges. Here's the statement from the Customs and Border Protection. You smuggle coke, it ain't no joke. If your wheels don't rotate, you're going to go broke. That was their statement.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. They said CPB stands steadfast and determined in working with our partners to identify the transnational criminal networks responsible for importing these deadly drugs into our neighborhoods. That's according to Francis Russo, the director of the CBP's New York office.
I don't see what it matters if she's trans or not. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I got a good one. The wheels on the wheelchair are filled with coke, coke, coke.
Or they don't go round and round. The wheels on the wheelchair don't go round and round, but they are filled with coke, coke, coke. Snort, snort, snort.
So did grandma know? How old was she?
I didn't say anything about grandma. Where the hell are you getting grandma from?
I don't know. Well, you think of somebody in a wheelchair.
Hold on. I said nothing about grandma.
You know what's weird? I have grandma in my head, too.
I have an amputee in my head.
Did you give an age?
I gave no age. I said 28 pounds of coke in the wheelchair. I gave no age. I did not say that Emelinda Paulino de Rivas. I never said that she was...
An old lady.
An old lady. I said nothing.
All right.
We don't even know the age of the woman, or at least with the story that I have. But how about that? That's quite a deal.
Just think back to my grandmother. She would have made the perfect mule because nobody could play dumb and surprise like my grandmother.
If she got on the plane, they would have had to leave the wheelchair and then get on the other side. How do they do that?
I mean,
it's not like the wheelchair's going on with her.
Let me tell you right now.
I'm confused.
These Customs and Border Protection, they've seen everything. So if there's anything out of place, they're most likely going to catch it. Maybe not the TSA at the Northern Kentucky Cincinnati Airport where they let the box cutter guy get through last week. You're at caller 74? All right. Let me grab... For caller 75, it'll be this line right here. And let's say, good morning, MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Rob.
Rob, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show, Rob?
I'm looking to win that Surface Pro 8.
Yeah. A lot of people try to win this thing. Hey, Rob, you are caller 75, so that's good news. You're halfway there. Rob, tell me, who won the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday?
I believe it's Bob.
Bob? Why are you laughing for all
this? It's just Rob. Bob.
I mean, we go from a Bob to a Rob.
It was Bob. Yes! You got it!
Good job, Rob.
You win. So you got it. You got the Microsoft Surface Pro 8.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Are you headed to work? It's Rob, correct?
Yes, Rob.
All right, Rob, I got to write you down right now in my Wednesday column. So, folks, remember.
Yeah, I drive a rig, so I'm kind of on like speakerphone.
Oh, that's... you're fine. You're fine. What kind of rig do you drive?
It's a 18-wheeler. I'm headed to... Pensacola right now.
And are you a Tampa Bay resident? Do you live in town?
Yeah, Wesley Chapel.
Oh, awesome. And then you're headed to Pensacola right now. Hey, Rob, drive safely. And, dude, congratulations. You're off to a great start today. You just won a Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet with the keyboard. Retail value, $1,349. You got it, Rob. And thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show, buddy.
Thank you, MJ. Big fan.
We appreciate it. I'm going to put how long?
I said many years. 20 years since 93.3 as a fan of you.
That is fantastic.
What you hauling, Rob?
Yeah, what are you carrying?
Yeah, what are you hauling?
Paper clips?
We haul. I work for Phillips Pet Food Supplies, and we deliver to all the pet foods.
All right.
PetSmart. Petco.
Oh, that's very nice.
And every pet shop you can think
awesome.
Of.
Hey, Rob, hold on. Andrew's going to get all your information. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening. You have a great day. Ooh. All right. So, folks, Rob. Rob just won laptop number one today. Would you like to win the next Microsoft Surface? 7 o'clock hour starts in minutes. So we'll give away another tablet in the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Just know that the previous winner that just won was Rob. And someone's going to win again within an hour. And then we'll do one in the 8 o'clock hour, then the 9 o'clock hour. Tablet tag, you just got to know the previous hour's first name. And then you need to be the correct caller. That's it to win one of these amazing things. All right, I'll continue with morons in the news. I haven't even scratched the pile. And we'll do that next. Don't move. You got the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 MJ with Froggy and Fester, Roxanne, and the morons roll on chunk number two here. And yeah, it is 7:03. We're rolling up on 7:04. And that means we are officially in the 7 o'clock hour. We gave away the first Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet a few minutes ago. And we had a very happy winner, truck driver. Doing a big run up to Pensacola this morning, local guy from Wesley Chapel. Hopefully you heard his first name because this hour will tell you when to call in. Know the last winner, know his first name. And I just gave away a clue. It was a guy. And you could win the next one. Be the right number caller, know the name, and win the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. These things are worth $1,349 a piece, list price. So retail for the tablet and the keyboard is included on these Microsoft Surface Pro 8s. These are amazing. These are full Windows computers, and the next chance to win is in just a bit. So, Roxanne, you were the only one in the studio when I said, oh, man, this is messed up.
Is this a messed up?
It's all messed up. I think we ought to talk. We ought to do the whole show talking like this.
Is this a morons in the news?
It's morons in the news, mm-hmm. And it's all messed up.
Is it a Tyson story? Yeah, I sound like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you know, you're right. So
why are you guys talking about me?
If that sounded like Jay Leno.
Yeah,
dude.
What am I doing Jay Leno for? My face is still burned.
How is there an update on Jay?
Still burned.
Wife was visiting him, and it was
great. No, seriously, is there an update? I mean, did he need skin grafts? I mean, listen, fire, getting burned, that's the worst. And I wish Jay Leno nothing but the best. Hopefully he recovers. You know, it's just a terrible story. He was working on one of his old vintage cars. It's like a 115-year-old car.
Yeah, like a, what is it, like a Cleveland Steamer or something?
Some kind of gas line deal. And
it wasn't a Cleveland Steamer. I don't have one of those. The tanks, I'm going to skin from my butt, put on my face.
Listen.
What is it, like a Saginaw Steamer? What is it?
We wish Jay Leno the best, and if there's any update on Jay, we'll have it for you later on. During the morning show. Anyway, so this is methed up. Two meth stories this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I realize that today is not Monday. You know, typically Mondays bring us... Yeah, you know, typically Mondays bring us the famous Meth Lab Monday.
6 o'clock already, I was
this is a Wednesday, though.
I thought I heard MJ talk about crystal methamphetamine.
Well, you're about to hear it in about 2 seconds here.
It's just another meth lab Monday.
Well, on a Wednesday.
The crooks are on the run day. The cops are gonna come day. It's gonna be a fun day. It's just another meth lab Monday.
Wednesday. You ready for meth story number one?
Oh, yeah.
This is bizarre. Wow. You know, we just get some strange stories here. Cops pull over a guy out in Payson, Arizona. What's that song? Standing on the corner in Payson, Arizona.
It's near Payson. I don't think...
What in that song?
Take it easy.
Yeah, in the Eagles song, where are you standing on the corner, Fester? Come on, tell me.
It's Winslow, right?
Winslow, Arizona. Absolutely. All right, so this guy's pulled over in Payson, Arizona. It's about 90 miles northeast of Phoenix, and the cops walk up to the guy's window, and the guy's got an owl sitting next to him in the car.
Is that illegal?
Is he, Harry Potter? What the hell?
So, it turns out the guy was tripping on meth. But there really was an owl in the car. He wasn't hallucinating. The cops actually saw an owl. So, the guy's on meth. He gets busted for a DUI, being in control of a vehicle while under control of a substance, in this case, meth. So, he gets a DUI, but... The question is, why the hell is this meth-driving idiot, why is he sitting in a car and there's an owl on the seat sitting next to him in the car?
That's awesome.
Well, he told the cops that he stopped at a gas station nearby and some people in the parking lot sold him the owl for $100.
Hey, man, you want an owl, bro? Who sells owls in the parking lot? I can understand a watch. Fake bracelet.
The whole speakers scam. Yeah. You know, man. Yeah, we have these extra speakers from the warehouse.
But owls?
Hey, got a great deal on some meat.
Yeah, the meat trucks.
You know, I was doing a ride along a couple of weeks ago with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. And I was riding along with Sergeant Jeff Catlin, great guy, great asset to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. And We were maybe out near Palm River, I guess, near 50, and there's a gas station and there's a trailer in the gas station and it's like 12 ribeyes or T-bones for
$24.99. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what? Come on. How can you get 12 ribeyes or T-bones for $24.99?
Because it's nothing but gristle.
Listen, it's the stuff you can buy in gas station parking lots, ladies and gentlemen. And I think they even threw in, I think it said free jumbo shrimp as well.
Yeah, I saw a similar one somewhere else.
Have you seen that?
I'm dying to try that steak.
Come on. What kind of steak? How can you get 12 steaks, 12 T-bones, or ribeyes with free shrimp for $24.99.
You should have stopped and asked again.
What are they? What Andrew thinks what? Andrew's giving me a little like a millimeter sign with his fingers. What do you think? They're like the size of like White Castle hamburgers?
No, so thin that you can see through them.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh, like a palomilla. Yeah,
Andrew knows. He stopped there last
like
month.
Steakums. They're
Steakums. Remember those?
What it is just so much fat, and there's just barely any good meat in the middle.
Fat and gristle.
Hold on. Roxanne, did you just say steakums? Remember those?
They're like, still a thing.
Like what? Like they disappeared?
I haven't had one since I was a teenager.
What do you think Philly cheesesteaks are made out of? What do you think?
I guess, okay, steak, then maybe steakums. I've eaten one of those.
Come on, that's a steakum. What they? Oh yeah! Remember way back to yesteryear.
Yeah.
Oh, remember Steakums?
Remember those?
Yeah.
Remember I washed it down with a Mountain Dew. Remember those?
I just love the fact that you can take those frozen sheets of Steakums out of the freezer, put them in the frying pan. They're done in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I
Boom,
know.
Boom! God. Oh my God! 7 seconds. Overcooked.
Of course, Roxanne knows because she remembers those.
All right, so where the hell did the guy get the owl? Somebody was selling owls in a parking lot for $100, and we don't know why he wanted an owl.
How do you not buy it?
But I guess when you're on meth, who knows? Maybe you want an owl if you're on meth. And the people that sold him the owl said, "Yeah, we just found it on the road. It was a small Western screech owl." And by the way, Screech was formerly of Saved by the Bell.
Oh, R.I.P. Screech. How's the owl? Still alive?
Rest in, yeah, the owl's still alive.
You know what? I'm not sure I could pass up buying an owl at a gas station.
The cops had animal control pick up the owl and take it to a rehab center. And they're hoping to return it to the wild.
This is a badass looking owl, man. I'd buy this for $100.
But, what kind of person picks up a broken owl and tries to sell it?
Well, Doug actually picked up a broken owl on the side of the road one time, and he didn't try to sell it, but he brought it to a vet.
Broken owl. It sounds like some kind of like military operation code, you know?
Operation Broken Owl.
That's what it sounds like.
We'll be deploying the troops.
Coming up next. Broken owl!
Anyway, listen, I wish the owl the best. Yeah, cops put out a statement telling people not to use meth or, quote, you too may find yourself illegally purchasing a wild owl for $100 in the middle of the night in a gas station parking lot.
Why isn't the person who sold the owl in more trouble? This guy's the hero in this story.
They don't know who sold. They're gone. They move. All right, here's the second meth story of the day. This is all methed up. A report is showing that this particular town in America, that their wastewater contains double the amount of meth in the system than anywhere else in the country.
Can we make guesses?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right here.
Okay, I'm going to go with Bakersfield. Bakersfield, California.
That's, yeah, when you, that's
when
a
you
good
drive
guess.
Into it, when you drive down into the valley, right. You can just smell the meth in the air.
Hold on, what does meth smell like?
I don't. You smell some
like
strong,
a meth lab,
strong
like
chemicals.
Like a meth lab.
Chemically smell.
Yeah, chemical meth lab. You know, I think that's a very good guess. Also, Bakersfield, wasn't it like close to where like Sons of Anarchy were?
Yes.
Theoretically, right? I'm sorry. Okay. It's not big. Anybody else want to guess? This will take all day. I'm just going to tell you. Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
In Shreveport, Louisiana, the wastewater contains double the amount of meth in their wastewater system than anywhere else in the country, according to water samples. I didn't know they tested water samples for drugs.
I think they tested for everything. Like if you flush your prescription drugs, it shows up in the water system.
It does. Well, listen, COVID. They were able to test wastewater to see what the COVID numbers were around the country. How about that? But, Shreveport's a dump. My brother went to LSU. My brother did some medical crap, like rotations or I don't know. He did something at LSU. I visited him in Shreveport. I'll tell you what, Shreveport and Bossier City, you want to talk about a hellhole armpit? Yeah. Not the most fun. All right, when we get... What do you like?
I think next week's trip a day is to Shreveport.
Shreveport, Louisiana. So,
I think you just screwed that whole promotion.
We got a couple of idiots on airplanes. Oh, and Michelle's got an issue. Michelle says that I do this, and Michelle is always yelling at me for doing this, and apparently it happened on an airplane, and it got aggressive, and a lot of stuff is coming up next. Also, Generation Z are party poopers. Why are Generation Z party poopers? We'll tell you next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, Q105, 724 exactly. And yes, we will give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet in just a bit. Just be the right number caller when we tell you to call in, and just make sure you know last hour's winner's first name. All right. So who won last hour? Just know the first name and be the correct caller coming up in just a bit. Now, if you didn't hear last hour, make sure you're listening this hour. Listen to who wins next, know their first name, and then you can try to win in the 8 o'clock hour, next hour. And then, of course, we'll give away another one in the 9 o'clock hour, and then we'll do it again tomorrow and Friday as well, giving away 20 of these Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets. Thanks to DonTheITGuy.com for him helping to facilitate this sucker. Yes, I did The crew was busting me on this earlier this morning in the first hour. I was outside in the middle of the street. MJ, in the middle of the street. MJ. Hey,
can we go a show without you singing? Just one.
Listen, I'm doing a little on-the-fly parody here, dude.
No. See, it was the time of day. The Billy Joel song fits much better.
What's that?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm just walking down the street.
I'm just walking down the street.
Looking in the sky.
Looking in the sky.
With the smelly feet.
With smelly feet.
I don't know. Looking for something.
Yeah, looking for something.
I was in the middle of the street with Michelle at 1:47 this morning.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiated. 7, 6. 5, 4 stage engine start. 3, 2, 1, boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
All right, so we watched the rocket launch. We actually walked down the street. It wasn't like right in front of my house. We had to walk down a little bit because there's a nice clearing where you see a nice clear spot through the oak trees in my neighborhood of the horizon as you look towards Cape Canaveral. And I was staring right toward launch pad 39 Bravo at Cape Canaveral as the Artemis rocket delayed by about 40-something minutes. It was supposed to go off at, this thing's been delayed for like months. And it was supposed to go off at 1:04 this morning, and it went off at 1:47. And Michelle and I were just literally in the middle of the night. We're standing in the middle of the road in our neighborhood. I've got video if you want to see. I took a video. It's on my Instagram. It's the last item. If you want to see what this giant orange ball of flames looked like at 1:47 this morning from South Tampa, about 130 miles away. There was a break in the clouds. It was pretty cloudy overnight, and we did get rain, so you'll notice the roads were all wet this morning and puddles in the neighborhood, and your car windshield's all wet. So we did get a good amount of rain, but there was a little area where you could see a few seconds of the orange ball of flames of the rocket going up, and then it gets hidden up into the clouds. It was a clear night. It would be just this amazing orange streak going across the sky. But I did get a great fireball. So if you want to see it, it is on my Instagram. And while you're there, give me a follow as I head toward 3 million followers, ladies and gentlemen.
Good for you.
Wow. Yep. I'm not quite at 11,000, but I'm heading toward 3 million followers. All right,
everybody?
So give me a follow and take a look at my rocket launch with me in the middle of the street at 2:00 in the morning this morning. All right. My Instagram is Certified MJ Radio. That's Certified MJ Radio. Certified MJ Radio. Take a look at my video. Oh, you can even hear Michelle talking on the video. And give
me
a follow.
Can we see Michelle?
No, you can't see her because I was aiming toward the sky.
What would you say if you were the guy while it was launching?
I mean, who comes up? Is this somebody's job at NASA to write like the...
Don't forget to keep your feet on the ground as we reach for the stars.
And keep reaching for the stars. Hey, guys, I want you to look at something quickly here. I saw this last night on TV. It's a Listerine commercial. Now, I guess we can find the link and we can put it up, but you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. So you, the listener, as you're listening to the show, and of course this is pertinent, listen, it's 7:29 in the morning, people are getting ready, many people have already gotten ready, they're in their cars driving to work or school or wherever, and maybe you use some Listerine or some mouthwash this morning. This is a current Listerine commercial, and this kind of dawned on me, and this is bothering me. This Listerine commercial is bothering me. I'm angry. All right, listen to this. And guys, look at the screen. Froggy, roll your mic. Run your mic over to Fester.
Gather around.
Let's go, Mike.
Everyone, look at the screen. What is wrong? Somebody tell me, buzz in, whoever's first wins a prize. Ooh. What is wrong with this Listerine commercial? Listen.
These are the faces of Listerine. The face of millions of germs zapped in seconds. The face of clean. The face of whoa. Some are of intensity. Others, joy. All are of... Listerine. Feel.
All right. So let me describe the commercial. Let me describe the commercial. You got all these faces of different people, different races, different ethnicities, this and that. And they're swishing. They're going. They're swishing with Listerine in their mouth. And they're holding up a bottle of Listerine Cool Mint.
Is it just because you can't see them spit? Is that why you don't like the commercial?
No. It's a good guess, though. I don't know your guess.
There's sort of like a sequence. There's a break in the sequence of events because you see them swishing.
Hold on. Did you get Roxanne's camera? Did you get Roxanne's camera? Did you get her?
I need to see that later.
All right. Did you miss the shot or you got the shot of Roxanne going?
It's
I don't remember now. I can't see it now.
All right. So.
Oh, five seconds ago, did you get Roxanne doing her gargling?
He doesn't remember.
Oh, Andrew would remember.
It's like a mystery over here.
I just did it again while you guys were bickering.
All right.
Did you get her the second time?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. You didn't get her the first time, perfect. I don't think.
I was initially drawn to what Roxanne's pointing out. There's no spit take.
Yeah, there's no spit take. So you just do the gargle and then the at the end.
That is correct.
These are the faces of Listerine.
That's not what I'm looking for.
The face of millions of germs zapped in seconds.
Spitting. And also, I'll simplify. There's also... Their mouths are all dry, so there's no like stuff coming out the side of your mouth.
So that's not.
But that's not it either. All right. Yeah. What
Mr.
is?
Schnitt.
Yes. 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 Yes.
There's no pain face.
Yeah, Listerine's pretty strong.
No, you know what? It's the original Listerine, that medicinal Listerine that came. You know what I'm talking about? The original one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one that really.
I got to tell you.
Yeah. What?
One time I stayed at my aunt and uncle's and he's a dentist. And in the middle of the night, I got up and I just pumped out some Listerine into a little cup. You know, they had the big, big container of it and like the chick, chick, chick. And I swished it and my mouth like almost eroded because it was the highly concentrated dental stuff.
Really?
And it like took shards of skin off the roof of my mouth. I was damaged for a week.
No, you mistook the Listerine for... kerosene.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was formaldehyde.
You gargle with kerosene.
Roxanne, that's for the lamp.
I'm going to tell you what it is. I got to move on here, but this is what's bugging me with the Listerine commercial. They're swishing, they're gargling, they're killing millions of germs in seconds. Mm-hmm. They're holding up the bottle of Listerine. Guys, there is no Listerine missing out of the bottles that they're gargling with. They're holding up the bottle. It is a fully intact, unopened bottle of Listerine. So it begs the question, if they have an unopened full bottle of Listerine, what the hell are they gargling with? Come on. What? Ketchup? Are they swishing around Mountain Dew? What is it?
I got to watch this again.
These are the faces of Listerine.
Every single one. They're swishing, they're gargling, they're holding up the bottle of Listerine.
And it looks like...
Every bottle's brand new. There's nothing missing from the bottles that are holding up while they're swishing.
You can almost see the plastic wrap around the top of one of the bottles.
I think you could.
Wow. They don't even open the product.
So what are they gargling with? What are they swishing with? I got a problem with this. I am pissed off at Listerine. Just thought I'd point that out.
We should bring back the commercials with the vine. Remember they swing on the vines?
The Tarzan boy one. Yeah. That's right. Hey, I mentioned something yesterday, and then people said you never followed through. I mentioned a new television series that Michelle and I have started to watch and binge. And I said, hey, we'll talk about it. And then we got behind on something. I got lost in the weeds and I never mentioned it. And you know, it's incredible. I love this. I love this about this audience. And thank you, all of the MJ Morning Show listeners. I love when you're so attentive. And if I mention something and then I don't follow through, I get a ton of emails. I got people hitting me up on Twitter and Instagram. And hey, you didn't mention that. And I did it yesterday. And it was about a TV show that Michelle and I have started to watch, and I never said what it was. And I'll try to get to it later on today. So, I'm kidding. We started watching PB.
PBS?
No, we started, it's the name of a show. PB. We started watching
Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Thank you.
Have you watched that, Froggy?
No, I have not.
So how the hell did you know that PB was Peaky Blinders?
Because he knows you're not watching Peanut Butter. I mean, it's the hit show,
it's a
right?
Very popular show, I believe.
Yeah. It came out 10 years it's been out?
Nah, six seasons. I think 2014 or 2015, maybe.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, they just wrapped. I think they just had the last season come out in the spring, early summer, maybe.
Isn't it British?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
Peaky Blinders.
Listen, it's not like we just discovered it. It's not like we just stumbled over it. You want to see my list? Let me show you something here. Let me go to my Android device. Why do I have so many text messages this morning?
I've been giving out your number.
No, you haven't. You stop. No,
you guys giving out mine?
No, you haven't. Froggy gives out your number. Froggy, don't give out Fester's.
813-310-8444. 813-310-8444.
Yeah, like I was saying, whatever you do, do not give out Fester's private personal cell number.
813-310-8444.
I don't want to show you this. Let me just do TV. I'm going to show you this. This is my list of TV shows. With all of the streaming that's available, I'm going to hold this up to MJTV and you guys can watch. Now, if there's a check mark, if there's a green check mark, we've finished the series.
You know, what a nerd.
Americans, Ray Donovan, Better Call Saul, Silicon Valley,
you
Girls.
You keep it on the list with a check mark?
Yeah, I do. Halt and Catch Fire, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black, Flaked, Master of None, House of Lies, Billions, Veep, Barry,
Narcos,
Mexico, Ozark, Sneaky Pete.
You're the busiest guy. I know. How do you have time to watch this much TV?
Babylon Berlin, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Black Monday, Chernobyl,
Righteous Gemstones,
Fleabag.
Read a pamphlet.
Money Heist, Fauda, Season 3.
Right, you could have made a movie with all the time you spent watching movies.
Broadchurch, Happy Valley.
Broadchurch?
Hang on a minute. I want to show you, though. How many TV shows, because there's so many streaming options these days. Look at my list.
Did you watch all those from beginning to end?
Oh, yeah. So anyone that I mentioned, those are my green checks. We've watched those. And there were more. I haven't even gotten to them. But if you're watching MJTV, I'm holding up my cell phone. And I'm using my little note app on here. And this is where I have the list. So if you're on MJTV, you can see this. And if you've never watched MJTV, if you go to MJMorningShow.com, and click on MJTV. We're live on TV every single morning from 6 to 10 a.m. And then you can watch us live or you can watch us later in the day and play back any of our shows. The stream, you can just play back at your convenience. So look at this. I'm scrolling. Guys, look at this.
Is this what you do when your kids move out?
I see the list.
That's intensive. You seem like the type of guy, like once you start a series, even if it's not good, you still have to finish it. Is that true?
No. You know what? We started to watch Sill. Mm-hmm.
What did I tell you about it?
Yeah, we started to watch Lillehammer. And you know what? It was kind of
dirge.
You know, yeah, we kind of dropped it halfway through.
I drop absolutely everything I tried. I dropped the Gemstones. I'm like, I'm over it.
Whoa! No!
After three episodes,
you're an idiot. Really?
That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, I got tired of it.
Come on, the Gemstones, the Righteous Gemstones, is phenomenal television.
I would rather throw my TV out than watch all those shows,
dude.
I mean, seriously,
seriously, you stop watching the Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, I got through three episodes,
dude.
And I was like, I get it.
No, you got to continue. It's fantastic.
All right, well, you say that about absolutely everything you watch.
No, I don't.
You said Peaky Blinders is great.
Yeah, so
Lillehammer was great.
Peaky Blinders has been on this list, which I'm scrolling again on MJTV. Peaky Blinders has been on my TV watch list since like 2015.
Yeah. There's a TV watch list.
we're just getting around to it because
since 2015.
Because you know what happens in the office or friends or relatives or whomever, they're always saying, "Oh yeah, we're watching Yellowstone." Oh, Yellowstone's on my list. We have not started watching Yellowstone yet because we don't have the time. So I'm keeping a list so I don't forget.
Don't have the time. You have all the time in the world.
Well, apparently, you have 1,000 TV series that you want
to
watch.
What are you talking about? We don't have time to watch all of the good television that's out there.
You're going
to
be on your deathbed and you'll be like, put on 1883. I heard it's good.
What is that?
That's okay.
Is that like a competition for Yellowstone?
That's the precursor to Yellowstone of when the Dutton family goes out west, I think.
Oh.
Hey, you watch all that TV.
I got to add that to the list. 1883.
I just know it because it was like on the plane options.
But you know how it is. Everyone is talking about like a different series that they're streaming.
Listen, we can't really have camaraderie on shows because there's too much to choose from.
Let's name all the streaming services. And I'm going to start with one. And Netflix.
Amazon.
What?
Okay, hold on.
Don't say it by the slang. Just say
peacock.
Or just say peacock.
I'm going to point to you guys. You ready? Okay. And Netflix.
Hulu.
Crackle.
Peacock.
Crackle?
It's on there.
Is that really?
Yeah, it's one of them. I'll try to think of the most obscure one I can.
Apple TV.
Amazon.
Herpes. I don't know. Stop. I mean, what are we doing?
It's no herpes TV.
Let me see if I can look at it. Listen, we all know there's a bunch of streaming channels. What I would rather do is go down my streaming channel and who I boost them from. For example, my favorite listener, Kyle, that puts me on his Paramount Plus and his YouTube. No, I'm on Unitard's YouTube TV.
YouTube TV is good.
Yeah, thank you, Uni, for turning me on to that. And then Kyle gives me his password for Paramount Plus and HBO Max.
You guys are terrible. All right, we'll give away the next... You know what? Maybe we should just do it.
That's a pretty good time.
Yeah, you know, we're getting close. I'm feeling it, folks. We're getting really close to giving away the Surface Pro 8 tablet for the 7 a.m. hour. We're getting so close. I feel it in my bones. I feel like it's coming very, very shortly here on the MJ Morning Show. All right, stand by. All right, moving along, just a ton of TV, and everyone's talking about what they're watching, what they're streaming, and I've been keeping a list, and my list is ridiculous. What I have on this list, there's no way that we finish this in my lifetime. There's no way. No, I'm serious. Hey, listen, my clock is tick, 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 tick.
We're going to be at MJ's funeral, like, he accomplished so much in his life except for watching all the TV shows.
But here's the list of all the shows that they did not watch.
Yes.
All right, Michelle's got an issue with me, and she claims that I'm a horrific doer of this.
Interrupter.
Annoyer?
Really?
You are pretty good.
Oh, really, Roxanne? Would you like to elaborate?
No, just listen.
I just started what you described. I thought we were going around the room and taking guesses.
Yeah, I mean, just listen to the show for 2 more minutes. You'll find out what a good interrupter you are.
I'm not interrupting you guys. You guys have all the leverage, all the leeway. All right. You have all the latitude. Okay. That's the one I'm looking
for. Not take a breather when you talk her.
You guys, all the leeway. You have all the latitude on this program.
Hello.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How's my lovely Michelle? Hey, what do you think of us standing in the middle of the street at 1:47 this morning watching the Artemis rocket launch?
Exciting.
Was that good?
Yeah,
it's
fun.
Again, hey, Michelle can be heard, I believe, on the video.
Wow.
If you want to see the Artemis rocket launch from South Tampa in the middle of my street at 1:47 this morning, the video is on my Instagram. Go to Certified MJ Radio, Certified MJ Radio, and give me a follow.
How far from your house did you walk to see this rocket?
2 miles.
How far?
2 miles.
No, we didn't. We walked right down the street. We walked maybe, I don't know, 400 yards.
You're lucky one of your neighbors up at that time didn't call the police thinking like cat burglars are walking down the street or checking door handles on cars or something.
I
said cat burglars.
Oh, I thought someone said ass burglars.
I mean, well, that's a different part of town. Right. But yeah, they're walking around at 2 a.m. as well.
All right, so Michelle, I'm not calling about the rocket, but Michelle and I did a field trip to the middle of the street down the road.
You should have put video of her on it instead of just her voice because she probably didn't have a bra on, and that's what people see on Instagram. What?
Michelle had pajamas on, too.
Right?
Oh,
Michelle had pajama bottoms on. All right, video's up. MJ, my Instagram is Certified MJ Radio, so go visit Certified MJ Radio on Instagram and give me a follow. Michelle, you've complained for years that I do this, and I even mentioned the story that this happened on an airplane, and this woman claims that her space was invaded. Space invaders. So Michelle claims that I am an awful individual and that I am a total perp, and that I am an MS-er.
Something space.
No.
Me space?
Nope.
My space?
My space. All right. What is this, 1999?
The space was...
No, you said you started this conversation with a woman on a plane taking up space...
I said a woman complaining on a plane about. Michelle, do you want to explain to Roxanne exactly what you claim I do, which I think I dispute?
You sit with your legs like so far open.
Ew!
Oh,
into my space.
And Michelle, what is that referred to as?
Man spreading.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a very specific term for dudes that sit with their legs just like wide open in that V.
Yeah.
So Michelle claims that I am a horrific violator, and Michelle called me a man spreader extraordinaire.
You know what's crazy?
No, I am not.
You wear boxers too. You can probably see right up the.
You know what? I can't picture you sitting because you're always standing in here.
I do.
Okay, yeah, he actually sits occasionally.
Hold on. What? Have you ever seen me sit down during this morning show since we started back in October of 2020 with our return?
Okay. I was talking about during the course of your life, occasionally you sit down.
Yeah, not on
during
the toilet.
So, MJ, I think I remember a couple of years back that there was like this big movement on subways where women would be sitting down and they would take the man spreading position to fight inequality in seat space usage, because a man would sit on a subway and he takes up a seat and a half, opening his legs, where a woman would sit on a subway seat and, you know, have her legs.
Well, I'm gonna share something with you right now. I want to share the latest story that I saw. And Michelle, did I bring this up or did you see it in my pile of prep that you were helping?
I saw it in your pile.
That's what it was. So the headline is plane passenger slams man spreader who invaded her space, but not everyone agrees. So hold on a minute. I want to give you some details on this. But first, I think now is a great time. It is 7:46, and I think it is a fantastic time to fire up the phones right now. Let's give away Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet number
10. This is halftime.
It is. Yeah. We're halfway there. Whoa. We're living on a prayer. All right. This will be Microsoft Surface Pro 8 number 10. This is the 7 a.m. Wednesday tablet we're giving away. Let's go with caller number 80. Caller 80 right now, 800-990-1047. If I say any caller over like 10, Andrew gives me the finger. All right, caller 80 right now, 800-990-1047. Just know, last hour's winner's first name, be caller 80, and you win the next tablet. And if you don't know who won last hour, listen right now, hear this hour's winner, and then you can call in the 8 o'clock hour, and then also play in the 9 o'clock hour with the 8 o'clock winner. All right, caller 80 right now, 800-990-1047. We'll take caller 80 here momentarily. Andrew's begun the screening process. Good luck, everybody. A $1,349 Microsoft Surface Pro 8 with the keyboard could be yours right now. Good luck. All right, so Michelle, I found this item. You saw it, and then you accused me, and you came after me on my alleged man spreading, which I dispute a late.
Oh, whatever.
Listen to this.
Everywhere. Like, if we go to dinner and I'm sitting next to you, you're encroaching in my space.
Ew.
Whoa.
So this was a New York Post piece. A female air traveler has sparked a fierce debate after posting a photo that showed her squashed into her seat because a male passenger next to her was spreading his legs. Emily Kauai, spelled just like the island of Kauai, took to Reddit on Monday to share the snap, which was taken on board a Southwest Airlines flight. And she wrote, "This was how my entire 4-hour flight went today." Didn't reveal the destination. She says, "I'm a 5'8 female." And then in the image, the man next to Kauai had his thigh spread in an open V, clearly invading her personal space. He appeared to be watching a video on his phone, unbothered by the fact that Kauai was almost spilling out of the aisle because she had so little room.
Okay.
A couple of times I mentioned it to him and he would move over, but subsequently his legs would casually return to the original man-spreading position. Ugh. And she took a... By the way, she's got very nice thighs. I just thought I'd point that out. But Michelle, unless you're sitting next to me and I'm not affecting anyone else, I can't imagine that I would be a man-spreader on an airplane.
Oh, so it's just me. You're just doing it to me then.
No, listen, I'm not even conscious. If you're claiming that I'm man-spreading...
I know you're not conscious of it. I tell you all the time. Close your legs.
All right, I'll make an effort. Is that your only complaint as a husband?
What are you trying to show off there, buddy?
Yeah, what kind of flex are you trying to put out?
Michelle, one of our texters named Andy. So, yes. Andy, I'm going to say your name if you're going to text me something like
this. How do you know Andy's not a female?
All right. Well, I'm about to tell you why. Because Andy says he doesn't sit with his legs spread in a V. He sits, it's in a W. More of a W.
All right. You might want to see a doctor.
No. Are you talking about what's in the middle? Is that makes a W? Really?
No. It doesn't make a W.
Is that what Andy is saying?
Andy, do me a favor.
Michelle, are you laughing?
Send a picture, Andy, okay? A
lowercase W.
I don't believe you.
I think a W. All right. Just call me Tripod. All right. I think Michelle found that funny.
All right, goodbye.
All right, see you later. Love you. Okay. Well, there you go. Lovely Michelle. And isn't it great to hear that old-fashioned landline hang-up? Which you don't get with a cell phone. Yeah, righty. Andrew, where are you? What number call are you up to? Can you turn on your mic?
64.
All right, we're almost there. All right, now I am about to discuss, primarily with Fester, but you guys, I don't know if you've seen this, but Fester brought this to my attention. This could be the mother-daughter fight to end all mother-daughter fights.
See, I'm sad that I don't have more information on it. I just have the video of the fight, and I saw it on Reddit the other night. Now, I watched it 100 times.
Oh, man, there is a mother-daughter fight. And Andrew has the video, right, that we can put online?
Yeah, I sent him the link.
All right, and then we're not going to be able to censor it because it is laden. Now, we'll get to this in just a moment. I think we're getting close to caller number 80. So Andrew stops at 79 so I can pick up number 80 live. Are we there, Andrew?
Yes, we are.
Are you angry at me?
Not yet.
Next hour, I'm going to take 105. Listen, how about that?
He's just working. Just let him work.
Right, I'm building up to it.
All right, here we go. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, the next line I choose is going to be line 80. Good morning, MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
Jim.
Jim?
Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
I heard a, oh, my God. Jim, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show?
For the Surface Pro tablet.
Jim, you are caller 80. So you are.
Oh, my God.
Jim, you're almost there. Jim, I need to know who won the tablet, the first name of last hour's winner.
Rob.
That's right. You got it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
You win. Who's that riding shotgun with you?
That's my wife.
It's Debbie.
Debbie? It's Debbie? Is that what she said? Right,
but hold on a minute. We have to know the actual winner's name. And again, your name is?
Jim, and it was Rob.
That's right.
Jim.
Yeah, you're Jim. So you are correct. You win. You got it. You got a Microsoft Surface 8 Pro tablet with keyboard. This thing is a $1,349 value, and you just won the 10th one out of 20 that were given away. So, Jim, hang on. Let me inscribe your name. And, folks, next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, just know that Jim just won. Be the right caller next hour, and you'll win next hour's. Hey, Jim, congratulations. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show. You're going to love this thing.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
I want to talk to his wife.
Hey, Debbie, are you happy?
I'm tickled pink. We've been trying the whole time.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, well, listen, you guys got it. Jim, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and Andrew's going to get all your information, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Where are you guys from, by the way?
We're from Holiday.
Fantastic. Right up there on 19. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you listening.
So, MJ, we have a little bit of a streak going here with three-lettered names.
I noticed that pattern. Yeah.
Yesterday, last winner was Bob, then Rob, now Jim.
Yeah, so three letters.
Three-lettered names. Yeah,
next hour will be Sue. Who knows? All right, so Jim. Jim is the name that you need to know for next hour. And we'll give away two more of these Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets with keyboard later today. 8 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour. And then we'll give away four tomorrow on Thursday. And we'll round it out with the last four that we'll give away on Friday, giving away 20. Hey, thanks again to DonTheITGuy.com. DonTheITGuy.com. Don TheIT Guy.com. Of course, for all your IT business needs, you need a great IT guy, go to DonTheIT Guy.com. And thanks for Don helping to facilitate
Someone
this.
Asked if that was Jim or Jem, but it's Jim.
Jim. J-I-M. Jim. J-I-M was the last winner.
What moron listener has ever met anybody named Jem?
Do you know, we're giving away about $27,000 in retail value of these Surface Pros this week? $27,000 is what we're giving away Monday through Friday here on the MJ Morning Show. Moving along. Fester, this could be the mother-daughter fight of all fights.
I love everything about this mother.
Now, did you listen to the audio that Andrew had to bleep?
I did. I listened to the edited version.
Yeah, I just want to make sure because there were so many curse words. I just want to make sure that nothing snuck through.
Here's the problem. When you listen to something that has so much bad language in it, your mind just plays tricks on you because it fills in the blanks because you know it exists.
Let me tell you what we know. Fester, you said that on Reddit they claimed that it was a mother-daughter fight?
Yes, and there's a fight. I mean, the daughter pulls up in a vehicle.
Here's what happens. The daughter pulls up to the home. I don't know whether it's a double wide or whatever, but the daughter apparently pulls up, and who's got the bat?
The daughter.
Okay.
The daughter walks to the mother with a bat in her hand.
Gets out of the car.
And you hear mama say, "Oh, you got a bat." And the daughter says, "Fighting ain't fair," which is true.
What kind of car is the daughter getting out of? Is that like a Jeep?
At any point, did mama say, "Knock you out"?
Mama said, "Knock you out."
Mama is ready to throw down when she pulls up in the vehicle. Andrew kind of shortened the beginning of it, so you pick it up where the daughter enters the scene. And
then she has a bat, and she's got it behind her neck. You know, you hold a bat behind your neck.
Yeah.
And it's like it's
like you're a warrior.
It's like it's running alongside your shoulders. Is she wearing flannel?
Is that the mom walking up right now?
No, that's the daughter getting out of the car.
Mom is standing ground. She could fight too.
Mom is wearing like these tight biker shorts.
All right.
Let me play the audio. The mother-daughter fight to end all fights. Listen. Getting out of the car.
Oh, you got a bat?
Fights ain't fair.
You gonna hit me with a
bat?
Why not?
You gonna
hit me? Why not?
Bat on your feet. Now the daughter, she goes to swing the bat at mom.
Full mount.
Mom is like totally on top of the daughter.
Mom is drilling her.
Yeah, mom is drilling her. Yes.
Hey, you hear me? That bat ain't gonna help you. You hear me? That bat just
So the dad or the husband walks out and he's like, "Honey, you may wanna, you know, back off." And she's like, "I'm fine."
Now she stops for a moment and then resumes. The husband walks out. He's eating like a Twinkie or something. What is that in his hand?
It's a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Is that a pit bull off to the side there?
No, it looks like a little Jack Russell.
It's a mutant Jack Russell.
So
now, where's that accent? Is that like Kentucky? Is that like It's like either Kentucky or West Virginia or something.
Could be anywhere from Ohio South. I mean, MJ. So the father says, and you'll hear him.
Yeah.
Get off of her. She's whooped. That's the trigger word for the second half of the video.
Right, but then the mother wants the daughter to admit she's been whooped.
Oh, play it.
All right, here we go. Here's the last half of it. Last 33 seconds.
I am going to keep on. Nope. She keeps on being a bitch to everybody.
Okay.
I am calm. I'm somewhat calm.
By the way, the mother is straddling the daughter at this point, and it has stopped. The fighting has stopped for now.
Did you just hear the father?
Yeah.
The father goes, "She knows her ass is whooped."
Right. All right, here we go.
Have you ever heard an accent like that? What did she say? That mom's accent is insane.
It is. All right, here we go. Listen.
Tell me it's whooped. Tell me it's whooped.
All of them are Sam.
Tell me it's whooped.
Sam.
Tell me it's whooped and I'll get up.
And now she's starting to hit her in the head again. She wants the daughter to say it's whooped. Tell me it's whooped. Tell me you're whooped. But she's
not really doing any damage with those punches.
No, she's whacking her. Here.
Tell me, it's wood.
Oh.
It ain't wood for you. Say it. You hear me?
There you
hear me?
All right, get the off.
I ain't heard you say it.
Get off.
Are you wood?
Sure, get off.
I have a feeling this isn't the first time this has happened between these two.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a lovely... How's Thanksgiving going to be with that family this year?
You know...
The mom is jacked. She's got big arms.
You know what?
Fight.
I tell you what, that mama makes some delicious whoop potatoes.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
Potatoes! Tell me you're a whoop! I want a whooping potatoes!
Where is that accent from?
She's whooped. I'm going to go finish my Hot Pocket now.
You know...
That is unbelievable.
I mean, it could be Hardy County for all we know, guy. I mean, it could be in so many parts of the country where it just has that.
Now, what about the license plate? Is that a front plate?
That looks like a vanity plate. It doesn't look
it
like
says whooped.
Yeah. So there's a Chevy, like a Silverado pickup. It looks like it's a newer pickup, too. It's not like an old Chevy. It looks like a brand new Chevy Silverado, the front end, and there is a front license plate. So it's not. Is that.
It looks like a vanity plate.
I don't know whether it's an act, because, you know, some states have front plates. You know, here in Florida, we only have a rear plate. So, hey, Andrew, do you have the video up at MJMorningShow.com? All right, put the video up, and we just got to put an NSFW, not safe for work. So, folks, we'll get the video link up, and just a warning, what we post is not going to have the bleeps.
Someone said it sounds like a Mississippi accent.
Mississippi?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mississippi.
So we will post the video. It'll be up. Give us like 5 minutes and we'll have it posted at mjmorningshow.com. So if you want to see the video that goes with that audio, you want to see the whooping, you want to see the mother-daughter fight, we'll have it up in just a few minutes, mjmorningshow.com, and it'll be in videos that we mentioned on the show. It should be the top item. And just a warning, if you're at work, don't crank the speakers because it's just low. You heard how many bleeps we had in there.
You know what? Crank the speakers.
Crank it up.
See what happens.
If you want a trip to HR, just crank it up. It's like if you're on the floor at USAA locally or something, just crank it up.
That's right.
Right?
Thank you for your service. Just USAA. Are you whooped?
That's what they said to Osama bin Laden when the SEAL Team 6 rolled on in.
Tell us you're whooped.
All right. Crazy, crazy video. Oh, I've got to mention the Trip a Day song. It is 8:02. Here's today's Trip a Day song to win a 2-night cruise to Grand Bahama Island aboard the Margaritaville at Sea Cruise Line. Today's song is Smooth by Santana and Rob Thomas. Smooth, Santana, and Rob Thomas. It'll play in the 4 o'clock hour today. When you hear it, be the 7th caller to win the Q105 Trip a Day. So good luck. Fessy, you said something or you sounded like you wanted to say something?
No. Just tell me you're whooped.
All right, Roxanne, I know that you're into the whole Zodiac sign deal. And yeah. I just think this is garbage. I think this is total clickbait. The 3 zodiac signs most likely to win the lottery? Come on. How do you figure this?
Yeah, I feel like that's clickbait. It's just based on, you know, the big Powerball just happening. And so I don't know. You want me to try to take some guesses? I have not seen that article.
Yeah, I'd like you to guess because you're into the whole astrology thing. You're into all that hocus pocus stuff. So the story says that history was made in California when the winning ticket was sold, $2.04 billion Powerball lottery jackpot. And we haven't heard of any winner coming forward yet.
No.
I don't think that we haven't heard a thing. And I would imagine that whoever won the single ticket that won, they're just getting all their ducks in a row. That's $2.04 billion. So the story comes out after the winning ticket was sold. This is total clickbait. I don't believe it. I think it's total BS. Roxanne, you're going to guess what they say the 3 zodiac signs most likely to win the lottery are?
Yeah, this is purely based on which are the most degenerate gamblers. So I would say Gemini.
Hold on a minute. It's not the first one on here.
No. Pisces.
Hold on. Whoa. Just wait a minute. The first guess was Gemini, right?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. There's no Gemini on here. But what was the next one you just said?
Pisces?
That's on there. Yes. So Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. It says back before Dream Daddy Neptune was discovered and deemed the ruling planet of Pisces, the people of the fish were lorded over by lucky Jupiter at their most clear. Pisces folk border on the clairvoyant. If they can resist altered states and the interference of emotion, no sign is more primed to receive psychic guidance and divine downloads. What the hell is...
I don't really know what you just said.
Are we doing horrible scopes right now or something?
I'm not doing horrible scopes.
I don't understand what you said exactly, but I will tell you, when I was a kid, my mom used to wait for me to fall asleep, and then she would come and wake me up and ask me to tell her, like, while I was asleep, what lottery numbers to pick.
This is not horrible scopes.
You were talking about like Lord Neptune and the fish people. You're losing me.
Roxanne said, is everybody insane? No. What she just said?
We got to go back to Roxanne.
What did you say?
Roxanne's mother, who has more issues than I thought just by this last little story blurb, would wake Roxanne up once she was in REM sleep.
When I was a kid.
So Roxanne's sleeping and, Roxanne, this is mommy. What's the lottery numbers? Yeah.
She'd asked me to give her lottery numbers. One time, there was a safe she couldn't get into, and she asked me to tell her what the numbers of the safe were.
How did that work out?
So you would be like, what? 33, 15, 7, 4?
Your mother couldn't get into a safe, didn't know the combination?
It was like one of those things you put on your bikes.
And she came and asked me, and I knew it in my sleep. It was a safe or it was a bike lock?
It was a bike lock.
There's a little bit of a difference between a safe and a bike lock.
It was locked on a box, keeping stuff safe inside the box, but it was a bike lock. A combination lock thing.
And your mother didn't know, so she asked you for the combination?
Yeah.
And you gave her numbers?
I did.
And did it open up?
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
That's the biggest lie ever.
Was it your combination?
I don't know. She just didn't come up with numbers
for her to open up a lock.
I don't know, but that happened. So then she started asking me to do lottery numbers.
Stop. Are you lying to us?
No, I'm telling you, something that happened from my childhood.
What are you, Firestarter? What are you?
The lock combination is 666, man.
You're telling me, how old were you when this happened?
I'm going to say like 8. My mom will not come on air, but I'll text her.
You were eight years old and you gave your mom a combination to a lock and it opened up?
Because she was asleep and she just like spat it out.
This is one of those childhood memories that you remember because it was told back to you.
This is not true at all.
That's true.
No, yeah. I need a polygraph in here.
If that's true, we could break into a bunch of places. Just go to sleep real quick. The more egregious part
is your mother being such a degenerate gambler that she would wake up her sleeping child for a lottery number. That's Roxanne.
Wake up, Roxanne. I'll tell you what.
I'll throw some water on your face if you don't wake up, Roxanne.
Tell me the combination to the safe in my house.
I don't know.
Tell me. Come on.
She's got to go to sleep first.
Tell me. What's the combination of the safe in my house?
How many numbers is it?
Oh, you should know that.
It's a 3. To the left, to the right, to the left, whatever it is. 3. What are the numbers?
22.
No.
17.
No.
All right. I was awake, so disclaimer.
Roxanne obviously knows nothing.
Well, first of all, if you were psychic, you'd know I don't have a safe.
I don't think I'm psychic.
I don't have a safe. You should have said, MJ, you don't have a safe.
Well, I was picturing that the logic would dictate that if you did have a safe, it wouldn't just have 3 numbers to crack into.
What's Fester's number then?
I blocked that out. 813-310-8444.
Very good.
Oh, you got that?
Roxanne had to text something to me. She's like, what number do you want me to text it to? I'm like, the one that Froggy always says. She's, oh, yeah, that one.
All right. So, Roxanne, I'm not buying the story. But anyway, I got to wrap this up. Back to the 3 zodiac signs, this awful clickbait story. So, you've already guessed one. These are the 3 zodiac signs most likely to win the lottery. This is total crap and BS.
Ooh, Leos.
Pisces was guessed by Roxanne, which is correct. I need 2 more. What else?
I'm going to go with Fester. That is true. Leos, because they like attract lavishness.
That's wrong. Lions.
That's wrong. Next.
All right. Libra?
Nope.
Okay. What do I know about astrology? Nope. Nothing.
I mean, Aries.
Nope.
I drove a Dodge Aries at one time.
Nope. Taurus.
Nope.
I drove a Taurus.
Nope.
Capricorn.
Nope.
I don't know any more signs. Sagittarius.
Yes.
Yes, I should have done that one.
Sagittarius. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Capricorn is on the list.
So Capricorn, Sagittarius, and Pisces.
Yeah, those are the three signs that are most likely to win the lottery, which is this is total crap.
Wish I had cancer.
What?
It's an astrology joke,
that's
people.
That's an astrology
It's an astrology joke, people.
That's you not
better,
funny.
You better be careful.
No, he's talking astrology.
He's talking astrology.
You are 300 pounds overweight, and you're saying, I wish I had cancer.
I wish I had a cancer sitting next to me.
I don't know.
Instead of across from me.
All right, let's talk. Hey, folks, do me a favor. Don't call now. Who's snickering like Mumbly from Wacky Racers over
Best.
Here?
You know what, MJ? You operate.
Give me that snicker. Make it louder.
See, MJ, you operate at such a high level at such a fast speed that there's a reasonable amount of material that Froggy and I just slip in there that you don't necessarily process because you're thinking about the next thing or 5 or 6 steps ahead.
That's true. So what I just missed.
Go back to the podcast. But everybody in the car has heard it, and thank you for listening. After I said that, I wish I had a cancer sitting next to me, and then you were going, you were taking your breath to move on. I go, instead of across from me, which would be
thank you so much.
You got
that's great.
The wheeze.
laughing at yourself.
I laugh at all my jokes.
All right, folks, do me a favor. Don't call now for the laptop, for the Surface Pro. I got to get that on tape. I got to have that, you know.
Oh, I could do that for an hour.
All right. I need a good one. We'll do it later on. All right. So don't call for the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 because I need the phone lines open. And that's been an issue this week. I got to be honest. We haven't done a ton of phone calls this week because the lines won't stop freaking ringing because people are trying to win the Microsoft Surfaces. All right. I'm not doing it now. So if you're calling now, hang up because I need the line for something else. Generation Z apparently is being accused of ruining after work gatherings and drinking at a local watering hole, bar, establishment, whatever. The story is that the Generation Z folks, and again, Fessa, give me the Gen Zs again.
Sure.
Gen Zs are like Chloe is 21. So my daughter Chloe was born in 2001. So Chloe is Generation Z. And I think Generation Z is what, like mid-90s? Is it like 96? What is it?
Mid to late 90s, starting with birthday, and then up to the early 2010s.
All right, so that's Generation Z. And the story is that Generation Z, they're wrecking after-work drinking. And like, you know, getting together. And, you know, as people are getting back to normal, people are going back to work, you know, potentially grabbing some drinks with coworkers at the end of the day.
Happy hour, man.
Some young millennials and Generation Zers, they're, standing up against drinking and socializing with colleagues.
That's no fun.
Listen to this. Quote, I enjoy my private life and enjoy to not hang out with coworkers when I'm trying to relax and not think about work, said Michael Nicosia, 27.
Yeah, I love you guys. Last thing I want to do when we're not on the show together is, you know, see you guys.
When I've previously gone out with coworkers for drinks, 90% of the conversation is centered around work gossip, and the like, said this Dallas, Texas-based asset manager, Michael Nicosia. Here's Diamond Nelson. She's 23, a nursing assistant in Baltimore, and she's guarded after bad experiences hanging out with colleagues. Nelson once invited a coworker to her home, and things seemed fine at the time, but the next day at work, Nelson heard mean comments about the lack of luxury in her living situation. Let me go to phones on this and hold on to the thought. Let me just give out the number here. All right, folks, this is not for the Microsoft Surface Pro. Can anybody add to the story? Are you a Gen Xer? Are you a later millennial? And have you noticed that the Generation Z or the early millennial crowd, are they averse? Are they screwing up socializing? Can you concur? Do you agree or disagree that the younger folks in your office or where you work, that they don't have an interest in socializing or grabbing an after-dinner drink or having everyone gather? All right, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Again, this is not for the Microsoft Surface tablet. That's coming up later this hour for the next one in the 8 o'clock hour. This is a question about drinking, socializing, work. Generation Z, are they a bunch of fuddy-duddies ruining the after-work drink situation? 800-990-1047. I want to hear your experience. Have you noticed this? Or, hey, maybe you totally disagree. Maybe where you work, the Generation Zers are the total lushes, and they're the life of the party. Who knows? All right, 800-990-1047. Weigh on in. Yes, Rox.
Okay, now, as you all know, I'm very, very, like, cuspy millennial, right? That's my generation. But...
Okay.
Cuspy. I'm on the cusp between Gen X and Millennial.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
In any case,
Fester, can I get a Snicker, please? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew, pull Fester's laugh. Mark the time. That was great. That was
Andrew. I can block out some studio time and just give you a bunch of different.
That was a great mumbly Snicker.
Go ahead. Okay, back when I feel like I can share this room that's different from you guys because I was in the real working world as an accountant, as an auditor.
Oh, that's right.
Years ago.
Yeah, you're the one that wrecked Arthur Anderson.
Yeah, that was me. I took the whole entire nationwide global.
You were in charge of the Enron account.
Yep, I was Enron.
You took him down.
No, I was not. However.
How do you were an accountant. How'd you end up doing this crap?
Because I just always, because I loved sports, so I just always wanted to, you know, get it. I'm not going to go down that path. This is much more exciting.
All right, go ahead.
When I was an auditor for Arthur Anderson.
That's exciting.
We had so much fun. I mean,
your work day was boring as watching glue dry.
All right, but MJ, the workers of the 90s, who worked in the 90s went out afterwards. Think of the radio station in the 90s. Yeah. There was always after work parties. Yeah. All the salespeople got together. The air staff got together. We got bent drunk.
Happy hours, retreats.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you two stories. One time we got a big barber's chair and we were doing shots in it and the partner of the firm tipped the girl out of the chair and she got concussed. I mean,
that's exciting. That's fun.
I mean, you guys
are binge drinking, drunk.
Fun.
A coworker falls out of a chair and gets a concussion. Yes. That's oh man, that's the best.
I mean, honestly, now listen.
You know what? It's not fun and games until somebody gets concussed.
This party rocks.
Nobody had their head buried in their cell phone back then.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal.
That's different. You're right. All this happened. Now things are different because of Enron. And everything's so strict. So people don't go out and have the big budgets like we used to just party. I went to Mons Venus one time with my coworkers.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's how wild we were. We went at like happy hour time.
Did you put dollars?
Guys, girls.
Did you put dollars in strippers' G-strings?
I was so drunk, I don't remember.
Yes, you did.
I don't think so. No, I don't think I did. I remember I was in shock.
Did
that was
you
the one time
get up
I
on stage and work the pole?
You've been to, I'm sure.
She made $600.
What were you about to say?
Have you been there?
I've been to Mons Venus.
Right. It's just, it's jaw dropping. You're just in shock.
I've been to Mons Venus once.
Me too.
High caliber.
I was at Mons Venus for my bachelor party in 1994. The Power Pig crew took me for my bachelor party. We went to Mons Venus and then we crossed the street and went to the 2001 Odyssey place.
Yep. There you go.
Let me go to phones here. Phones are all jammed up. MJ Morning Show. Hey, Nick in St. Pete. Nick, do you notice that Gen Zs are screwing up the after work drinks?
Yeah, absolutely. Because people don't want to lose their job or get arrested for hanging out with their coworkers.
Well, you would have to do something, you know, really dingbatty if to get arrested.
Well, you know, just talking about the 90s, I'm 40. I grew up in the 90s. And the things that we did, we can't get away with today. With social media and the workplace and everything that's happening, it's more wise to not go out and party than it was back in the day.
So everyone's all politically correct. Everyone's all woke now. And there's a greater chance you're going to get in trouble. That's what you're saying.
Because of the phones.
Absolutely.
All right, Nick, appreciate the call. Thank you, buddy. All right, let me grab... If you want to get in, folks, that opens up a line. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. We're asking, do you agree that Generation Z or the younger millennials are messing up the office social situation and they don't want to go out and drink and party and have fun? Lauren is in Lutz. Hey, Lauren, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Lauren, what do you notice out there with Gen Z and partying and drinking after work?
I don't think that they are as great at socializing as we are. I'm also in my 40s. And the saddest thing where I work at a tea house, and I notice that generation come in here and there, and they are actually on their cell phones while they're having tea. And it's the saddest thing because, you know, the older people that come in and have tea are talking with each other and having a good time. And the 20-year-olds or so that are coming in are literally looking at their cell phones instead of each other. So I just think they need to wake up and see what's going on around them a little bit more.
So take some time, smell the roses, get off the freaking phone.
Yes, while you're having tea with someone.
Just scroll.
I know.
Concentrate on your tea.
Hey, listen, great call. Thank you, Lauren, for the observation.
Have a good day.
You have a great day as well. All right, let me grab one more before we move on. Ginger in Sarasota. Hello, Sarasota Ginger.
Hello.
What do you notice about Gen Z, the younger crowd, and are they wrecking after-work socializing and drinking?
Yes. Yes, they are. I have a 23-year-old son who has a fantastic job in the gaming industry, of all things.
Yep.
And he chooses to work remotely, which is awesome. They have offered him multiple opportunities to join other coworkers for after-hours events, and he has declined. He's just totally happy at home, on his headset, interacting with his coworkers and friends that way. He's very lame.
Yeah. What is, does he have a girlfriend?
He does have a girlfriend. She's fantastic. And
does she look like the girlfriend for that FTX guy? Have you seen? All right, Roxanne. All right, hold on. Roxanne, go ahead and explain that. Folks, this whole crypto meltdown with this FTX guy, what a racket. I mean, it's like Bernie Madoff meets crypto with this guy that's like scammed billions, this huge pyramid scheme.
Sam Bankman-Fried?
Yeah, SBF is this guy, and this whole racket with this FTX.
You know, Doug met him in the Bahamas.
Really? Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend, describe his girlfriend.
Okay. I mean, Mousy is the tip of the iceberg. And then you want to get a little more descriptive, and it's like Nerd Alert, Band
Camp. She has like beaver teeth.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's got little round glasses on.
Harry Potter-ish glasses. But yeah.
She's the nerdiest looking one. She's so, you know what she looks like? Are you looking at her?
She's cute.
No, she's not.
But you know what I mean? Like.
But the minute I said it, Roxanne, you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Who does she look like?
Look up SBF girlfriend.
If Harry Potter was a 25-year-old girl. Right.
Well, I'll tell you what she looks like. If you remember the old Little Rascals or the new movies, it's like the girlfriend, it's like the nerdy girlfriend of the nerd is kind of what she looks like. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ginger.
No. My son's girlfriend is stunningly beautiful, and she's fantastic. It's him that has the issue.
So what is she doing with your son? I don't know. Hold on, what?
I thank my lucky stars every day that she accepts him for who he is, and he's a great guy. Just has a problem socializing, with his coworkers and things like that. A very, very funny, real quick story.
Yep.
Before he turned 20, he tweeted out he had 8 hours left of being a teenager. Should I do something crazy, quote crazy? I was the first one to respond. Yes, for the love of everything holy, please go out and do something fun in your life. Because he does nothing.
He just goes home.
What, do you rob a convenience store? What do you do? So he can get charged as a juvenile and not an adult?
You know what kids of that generation?
Something crazy like jaywalk. I don't know. Do something really crazy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, he's a great person, just does not like to socialize.
You know what kids don't do, or Gen Zers don't do nowadays, that we probably all did, is they don't go to nightclubs and dance and get all sweaty and just like have a great time. And right? Because that's one of my girlfriends. She has daughters that are in their early 20s, and they don't go out and dance at all.
They just really don't go out. They go out to dinner, as far as I know, and that's about it. They're home, comfortable in their apartment, and that's the extent of their life. Completely different than when I was, you know, obviously growing up and when I was working in the real world. I work remotely part-time now. But we had many, many happy hours with many, many bad endings that were so much fun.
Many happy hours with many, many bad endings.
Yeah. Well, I
tell you so what, Ginger, before we let you go, what was the worst ending ever?
I physically lost my coworker and could not find her until the next morning.
Oh my God.
I misplaced her.
Where was she?
At a hospital.
Well, no, it turns out that somebody else had given her a ride home, and I did not know that. It was just a cluster. Her phone was actually in my car. I kept calling her phone.
All right. Ginger, thank you.
Ginger, have a great
Ginger,
day.
What's the happiest ending?
You guys, too. Have a good one.
Right. That's not all the happy endings.
Let's
Ginger.
Not hear about the happy endings. All right.
Well, that's awesome. You got it.
That's a good one, isn't that?
That's good.
Yeah, Andrew went ahead and pulled Fester's little wheezy, mumbly laugh.
I was so confused because I was looking at Fester when it happened. I'm like, where did that come from?
I love that. It's a great one. All right, that's going to get him
knocked out. Jack Harris live.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're going to use that. That's like our old Dave Legaretta laugh.
Oh, yeah, the Dave Legaretta laugh.
Where's that? Do I have that? Oh, yeah, here, like. The old janitor, building maintenance guy over at the Clear Channel where we used to work.
You played both of them?
Dude, I was driving down Gandy Boulevard the other day, and I saw Dave blowing leaves on the sidewalk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Dave's the greatest.
He rolled down the window and told me he sucked.
When they move to the new building in Feather Sound, they're going to be like on a... what are they going to do with Dave? I hope they're not going to fire... Dave, are they firing you?
I don't know why it makes me laugh so much.
Poor bastard.
All right. So where were we?
Talking about coworkers and the
people. We're done. We're done with that.
All right.
We will give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet in moments, in minutes. It is 8:27, so I have until 8:59:59 to give away the one during the 8 o'clock hour. Will I wait till the very end? I will not. Keep listening, and we'll tell you when to call in to the MJ Morning Show here momentarily. Did anyone see my shirt as I was doing a video promoting the Microsoft giveaway last night?
Last night?
Yeah, I guess a lot of people found it very humorous that my shirt was inside out.
Where what? Did you put it on your Instagram? Did you put it where'd you put it?
Go to my Instagram. Go to Certified MJ Radio. Certified.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. I stop.
Just get dressed in the dark.
Just stop it and refresh. And I'll tell you somebody guessed it actually. All right. So go ahead and roll it and hit.
Go. Okay, hit that right there.
You got it. All right. Go ahead and hit it and hit the audio. Go ahead. So this is me. This is an Instagram live from last night. So I don't know, about 6:15 or so last night.
What's up, everybody? Oh. Greetings. Good evening.
Someone asked, am I drunk? No, I'm not drunk.
Sound drunk.
Come in. Little dinner hour. Well, maybe a little past the dinner hour. Hello to everybody. Just want to remind all of our MJ Morning Show listeners that tomorrow morning we continue giving away the incredible Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets.
All right, now stop the video. Roxanne, what do you see when you look at this?
I see the lining of your shirt that is, and I see the tag there poking up on the back. So that's the real giveaway.
I see an obviously
on your shoulder, the tag.
An obviously intoxicated man is what I see. I've never seen you so out of sorts.
Yeah,
I had what are you talking
about? Oh, you're drunk.
Wait a minute.
One of your eyes is starting to get a little
sober
more
person
closed.
Says a little after dinner hour greeting.
I had zero alcohol yesterday. Nothing. Not a zero zilch bumpkus. I had no alcohol. I'm not drunk.
Did you get one of Froggy's gummies or something, dude? You're like,
no,
I don't. Dinner hour.
I don't smoke pot. I don't take THC infused
gummies
or whatever.
You take a totem pole?
No, I don't do drugs.
You're tripping on shrooms.
I'm tripping on nothing.
This is not the best look for you, man.
It was a long day, and I wanted to do a quick promo for the Microsoft Surface Pro 8 giveaways. We're giving away 20, and I shot this video.
Folks,
people think I'm drunk.
It's so bad. Right? Dude, pull this down. This is a bad look.
Folks, you better go look before I pull it down.
Look like crap. You're staring at the camera for 10 seconds before you even talk.
Because your right eye is closed.
Then you put your headphones on, you take them off. Dinner hour.
Because with Instagram Live, you're waiting for the followers to jump on, because then you see the count of how many people are watching. You know, it goes 10, 20, 40, 50, 93, 107, 212. You see how many people are watching the live stream. So you wait a few seconds before you start talking. You don't want to deliver the content right away. You want to wait a few because people that are joining are going to miss it.
And then the comments, your shirt, brother. What are you wearing?
Yeah. So Chloe even commented, who's going to tell him his shirt is inside out? That was Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe's commenting on here. And
you talk for 3 minutes.
I did.
Oh, my God.
2 minutes and 45 seconds. Folks, you better look at this video because everyone's telling me to take it down that I look disheveled and drunk.
Just a little after dinner.
My shirt's on inside out.
It's after the dinner. Who the hell calls it the dinner hour? What are you, your grandfather?
The video is up. It's the one right before the rocket launch. And so Michelle and I went to watch the Artemis rocket launch at 1:47 this morning in the middle of our street outside. I took a video of that. And then if you want to see me looking like a drunk, disheveled, homeless person.
With your erect tag on your shoulder.
My erect tag?
It's standing up is what Roxanne meant. It is, by definition, erect is the proper word.
My shirt is inside out.
Your tag is erect on your shoulder.
100% accurate. And somebody actually guessed it in the comment section, and they said something like, yeah, he was in the house with no shirt on, and he quickly slapped the shirt on to shoot the video. And let me tell you what, that is 100% right. And listen, when I'm sitting in the living room and I'm just doing prep on the couch, I like to take my shirt off. It feels cool. It feels like I'm on the top of Mount Everest and a cool, brisk wind is blowing over my torso.
Oh, no shirt, open legs.
And then I had a York peppermint patty.
All right.
I'm getting nauseous.
This is not a good look.
All right, so folks, before I take the video down, you better go look at it, and you better give me a follow. You never know what's popping up on my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. Certified MJ Radio. Give it a look before I take it down. You know what? I might leave it. Listen, I'm not perfect. Let people see a little disheveled MJ at 7 o'clock at night.
Screw that.
Or 7.
What's this? Hold on. I just went back to your main page on your Instagram where it has like little patch, little boxes of everything you have. Yeah. Who is she?
We talked about this. Didn't I talk about the
Vester.
Didn't I talk about the woman at Walmart?
Did you talk about this?
Oh, I didn't talk about this?
No.
Oh, I guess I didn't. All right, Fester, go back. Go back to the main tiles.
So the top bar is the Rocket.
Rocket, then
Drunk
me.
MJ, and then the picture of all the computers.
20 of the Microsoft tablets. The next one is how expensive the peanut oil is at Walmart. You know, we're not frying a turkey this year, but look at this. Talk about inflation. I don't care what they say. Oh, inflation numbers are tempering and the October numbers are getting BS. Let me tell you right now. You go to Walmart, you go to the supermarket, you tell me the prices are coming down. They're not. At Walmart, the Luana 100% peanut oil, the 3-gallon jug in the red cardboard box, which I bought tons of these over the years to fry turkeys in 100% peanut oil. Hey, listen, don't be a bitch. Do not get the blend. If you're going to fry a turkey, do not buy the cheaper peanut oil with other vegetable oils. No, you got to fry a turkey in 100% peanut
at
oil.
This price, MJ, is this double from last year?
It's not quite double.
I remember last year, I thought it was $24.
It wasn't $24. I bought two last year, I believe, and I want to say that they were like $32 or $33.
All right.
So I remember paying in the mid-20s for 3 gallons of the peanut oil. I remember not too long ago paying like $27.99, $28.99. The three, and you'll see them when you walk into Walmart, they'll have the pallet like right in the middle because they'll have the turkey fryers and they'll have the pallets of the Luana peanut oil. The 3 gallon box is now $46.88.
Whoa.
This is easily up 25% since last year. There's no doubt about it. So prices are through the roof. The other picture that I took at, and by the way, that picture is on my Instagram. And look, there's a unicorn. Somebody put a unicorn stuffed animal with a blanket on top of the peanut oils.
Dude, you know who that is? That's me. My daughter takes crap and puts it in the cart. I just take it and I put it anywhere. Just get this out of my cart. Right.
So I think it's just kind of funny. The unicorn, which represents fantasy, is right next to the peanut oil at $46.88.
Looks like the unicorn is praying a way to afford this expensive peanut oil.
I got to be honest. This close to Thanksgiving, I don't recall seeing this quantity of peanut oil in the past. It seems to me that people aren't buying it. Because the price is so damn high.
Yeah.
You know what else is so damn high?
The rent?
The high prices at Roy L. Fuchs car lot. The prices are just too damn high.
All right. Forget about the picture of the peanut oil. The next picture over is, it looks like Rod Stewart's mother on crack. Is that, is that what this is? I don't know.
You've got to see this picture. I creeped, okay? I was creeping.
Is that Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't know who it is. So I'm at Walmart on Gandy in South Tampa, and right in front of me as we were headed for the checkout stand is this woman with, she's got to be in her, like, I don't know, mid-40s or so, and she's got these low-rise jeans on. I got a picture from the rear. Her butt cheeks are spilling over the top. She's very thin. I don't know what her diet is. No guesses, please. But her butt cheeks are spilling over the top of her jeans. She's got like a tight, what do you call that? Like a camisole? What is that? What top is that?
A tank top.
Tank top. And then she's got tattoos on her arm and her cheeks and her little butt crack is sticking up.
Oh.
And she's got like all teased out like Rod Stewart hair from the rear.
She doesn't look cute.
And she's pushing a shopping basket. I just had to take a picture of this.
Is she smoking in the store? It looks like on the other side, I expect to see a cigarette hanging out of her face.
Just dangling from her lips. And I just snapped the picture, folks, because it was just a perfect example of the people of Walmart. So, again, you never know what you're going to see. Go to my Instagram, Certified MJ Radio. My Instagram is Certified MJ Radio. We have an update on the whole Jeopardy mess with the whole Brian Laundry thing on Jeopardy on Sunday night with Celebrity Jeopardy.
I'm telling you, that's a bad look for Jeopardy, man. It really was insensitive.
On ABC.
Joel.
Let's do the A-list for 200.
In 2021, fugitive Brian Laundry ended his days in Florida's Miakahatchee Creek area, home to these long and toothy critters. Joel.
What are alligators?
Yes.
So people are all bent out of shape that was a clue on Jeopardy. Oh, it was insensitive.
I think it was superfluous.
You know what? It was a bit of a stretch for a Jeopardy clue. But listen, it's Gabby Petito was the innocent individual that lost her life. Brian Laundry is the disgusting, vile perp who killed Gabby Petito. And then he took his own life and then apparently was chewed up by alligators. And, you know, they found bones in the Miakahatchee campground preserve, whatever they call it. And so now the update is people were upset. Oh, how dare Jeopardy use that as a clue? Now, Brian Laundry's family wants a Celebrity Jeopardy apology.
That's the wrong family.
Yeah, your son killed Gabby Petito. What are you talking about? You want an apology? I'm sorry. I don't feel bad. Yeah, Brian Laundry's family wants an apology from Celebrity Jeopardy. Hold on a minute. Let me make this official here.
This is outrageous.
Hang on a minute. Let me turn. This is Celebrity Jeopardy. And now they want an apology. because the game used Gabby Petito's murderer as a clue. And, of course, Brian Laundry committed suicide in the Myakka-Hatchie camping area.
All right. I don't know that the Laundries need an apology.
That's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. That's ridiculous.
But
Laundry family attorney Stephen Bertolino. Don't I see his olive oil on the shelf somewhere?
He is part of the olive oil empire, yes.
Very oily. The Laundry family attorney told TMZ the entire Laundry family is appalled and concurs with all the comments on social media on how distasteful this was. I believe an apology is due. Get out of here.
I mean, for all the things that the Laundry family should be appalled at in the last, I don't know, year and a half.
I mean, for real.
Jeopardy's not their biggest problem.
Just out of curiosity. So Mr. Bertolino, is the Laundry family demanding an apology?
I heard the story on the evening news. They found remains and a couple of clues. Sounds like someone's paid their dues. It was Brian Laundry.
They want an apology from the MJ Morning Show for this? So are they going to demand an apology for that? Yeah, they're asking for the wrong apology. A couple of pieces of email. You know, I'm getting a lot of email on the whole MJ Morning Show contract situation. And
oh, God.
I got another one right here.
I don't like where this is going.
MJ, please tell me you're going to re-sign with Q105 to continue the MJ Morning Show every morning. I can't live without you guys.
Whoa, without you guys is a bit much.
Codependent, but, you know.
You always got Chad and Christy.
What's that song? I can't live without you. What song is that?
I can't live if living is without you.
Can't live without the MJ Morning Show. We got to do a version of that.
That was so good for you.
Let me tell you right now that, yes, I have not signed a new contract. My contract to perform my MJ Morning Show services here on Q105, my contract is up next month. It expires in December, and I've not signed. I have not signed a new contract yet. Everything is still up in the air. And listen, I'm just being honest. It came up recently, and I'm just telling you the truth. I have not re-signed a contract. I don't know what the future holds for the MJ Morning Show going past December. And I'm not turning this into a morning show bit. This is not a stunt.
No.
I'm not trying to use this as leverage. I'm not trying to turn this into some kind of a bit and entertainment. I'm just telling everyone that I have not signed a new contract yet.
Is he leaving forever? Is this the farewell? Or maybe he'll come back for good. Who can tell? Will the crew still remain? If MJ's not around,
I refuse to turn this into any kind of an entertaining bit. That is not my goal. No. I'm just being honest. Oh, also, here's the short version of that.
MJ's contract countdown.
The music is so good, though.
MJ's contract countdown.
Yeah, that's just the hook version right there. So, listen, I'll let everyone know what's going on. At this point, I don't know. Oh, you know what? We got to take a quick break. I'm running late here. It's 8:43, rolling about 8:44. All right. And I tell you what. Let's try and find a winner right now for Microsoft Surface number. Is this 11? Yes, 11. This is 11. All right, let's do it right now. I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Folks, let's go. Caller number 105. Caller 105 right now. If you're caller 105, you will win the next Microsoft Surface Pro tablet if you know the first name of last hour's winner. So caller 105, tell us the name of last hour's winner, and you win the next Microsoft Surface Pro tablet. This, with the keyboard, it's worth $1,349. All right, let's go. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Caller number 105 right now. 800-990-1047. Good luck from the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show at Q105, 853. Hey, folks. MJ here with Fester and Froggy and Roxanne. And I got to grab caller 105 here, guys. Let's do it. Andrew says it's going to be line four. He stops at 104. Now I'm going to pick up the line, and this will be 105.
Oh, gosh. I'm so nervous.
Good morning, MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, welcome to the MJ Morning Show this morning. Mark, why are you calling us?
Well, I'm calling trying to win that computer.
The Microsoft Surface Pro 8. Now, and you said your name is Mark, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, Mark, you are caller 105, so you're halfway there living on a prayer. Mark, can you tell me who won last hour's Surface Pro 8 tablet?
Yes, sir.
What is his name?
Jim.
Bam! You got it.
Good job.
Mark, congratulations. You are the latest. You are the next, the newest Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet winner here on the MJ Morning Show.
Yes, sir.
Mark, where are you calling from?
Winter Haven.
Fantastic. What do you do for a living, Mark?
Property preservation for the banks.
Sounds like a great gig, buddy.
Sounds like a boring job.
Fester, it's not a boring job.
That sounds like a really boring job. I'm sorry.
Mark, he needs to come to work with me for one day.
Listen, I love you. It sounds boring as hell.
All right, so wait a minute. It sounds like you're going to show Fester a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Mark, congratulations. You've got the brand new Surface Pro 8 here, and it's a $1,349 value. You're the 8 o'clock hour winner. And all people need to know, for next hour, we'll give away another one in the 9 o'clock hour. And all you have to know is Mark just won this one and be the right caller next hour. Hey, Mark, hang on. We're going to get all your information, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. Look at that. All right, man. Great winners today. Mark just won. Another one in less than an hour. In less than 1 hour, we'll give away another Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. Hey, thanks to DonTheITGuy.com for helping to facilitate this again. We did this back in August, and it was an overwhelming success. All right, Fester, you got to go because your son is having some Thanksgiving program today.
Yeah. Oh, mine had one last week, but you know what? I have a job.
I care very little about this job. Yeah, I mean, listen, my life revolves around this job, and I got to go to this, so I'm going.
Hey, did you guys see? You see the guy dancing on top of an 18-wheeler on the highway and look, suddenly overpass?
Okay.
What the? I thought you had to leave.
I do, but this is such a crazy story. Was this guy making
You're a terrible father,
Lee. Was he making a TikTok video or something? They think he was videotaping himself.
First of all, I said, stop mentioning TikTok on the show.
Was he making
I'm sending out an email. Seriously. I'm sending out an email. I don't want TikTok mentioned on the show again. I have another story about the FBI saying that it's a Chinese spy operation.
What is?
TikTok.
For illustrative
purposes, I can say it.
Was he making a YouTube short? It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
All right, hold on. Listen to this. FBI is extremely concerned about China's influence through TikTok on U.S. users. Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers yesterday that he's extremely concerned about TikTok's operations in the U.S. Wray's remarks build on those from other government officials and members of Congress who have expressed deep skepticism about the ability of the Chinese-owned video platform to protect U.S. user information from adversarial government officials. The communist Chinese, they're gathering our information. They're able to track us. They're able to guide content and brainwash. I'm telling you, folks, TikTok should be banned. I don't want it mentioned on this show. And if you have TikTok, you ought to stop using it. If your kids or grandkids have it, tell them to get the app off their phone.
And if you have a clock that makes that sound, break it.
Let me tell you right now.
Smash it.
Listen, Facebook and Instagram, which is now Meta. So the Meta, listen, Mark Zuckerberg is a creepy son of a, you know what?
Excuse you.
He's a creepy dude. I don't like Mark Zuckerberg. I'm not a Facebook fan. I mean, we've got Facebook pages, obviously. Follow us on MJ Morning Show on Facebook. Also, follow us on Instagram. We're MJ Morning Show on Instagram. My personal one is Certified MJ Radio. But this is a great opportunity for Mark Zuckerberg to try to grow the reels. And I think the government should ban TikTok in this country because it's Chinese run and it is a spy operation. There's no doubt about it. It's like a Trojan horse, man. We're just letting him into the gates of Troy. That's what's going on here. So I think
spying and wasting our time is really the big thing, too.
Reels are trying to be what TikTok is. Mm-hmm. And I think that reels on Instagram have a great opportunity to grow. And I think they ought to get rid of TikTok, I really do, in this country. Anyway, so what Fester was saying, there's video of a 25-year-old man who either jumped or climbed onto a moving 18-wheeler, started to dance, but then the semi-trailer was traveling south on the East Tex Freeway, passed under an underpass, the dancing man slammed into the overpass, was knocked off the top of the tractor trailer. This is, and landed on the freeway below.
Oh, no.
I mean, what is, was this guy on meth? Was he, what was he doing? What's going on here?
He's no longer.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He is, you are correct. He is no longer.
He's dead.
This guy is, I mean, what would he do? Why would he do this? First responders were called to the scene. The man was rushed to the hospital, did not make it. Authorities said they believe the man might have been recording himself as he danced atop the truck.
There you go.
A video shared on Facebook shows the man dancing on the semi-trailer before the fatal accident. Police questioned and released the driver of the 18-wheeler. He was unaware that somebody was on top of his truck. Not the driver's fault.
No.
Investigation is ongoing.
Doing it for the views.
Yeah, it sounds like this guy was like trying to be an action movie actor, and you know, you could just picture Jean-Claude Van Damme standing on a big truck. But
Jean-Claude Van Damme,
didn't he do splits on two trucks?
I think he did. Yeah, what movie was that?
All of the
Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
The most epic of splits.
What is that guy doing today? What do you think Jean-Claude Van Damme is doing right now?
I don't know, really. Probably just drinking.
Oh, my. Michelle's giving me trouble.
What is it? His legs are closed, Michelle. What does she want?
Oh, my God. You sound drunk. Why are you talking so? Can you go to the Instagram? Go to my Instagram.
Oh, no, your video.
Oh, she saw that?
Yes. Okay. So,
are you asking me to go?
Yeah, because Fester's not here. He would typically go do it. So,
dude, you're sneak drinking.
Well, you can leave your headphones on and drag your microphone over. You can multitask. Roxanne's like taking her headphones off. It's like she's going home for the day.
Let me get my pocketbook.
Just go to Instagram.
Okay, hold on.
So Michelle says, "Oh my God, you sound drunk. Why are you talking so slowly? You're rambling. What were you thinking?" And this is the video.
What's
that
the matter with her?
I did an Instagram live last night.
How do I get on this?
Forget it. I'll just play it off my phone. So I did an Instagram live last night. Michelle went to a homeowners association meeting.
Oh, there we go.
You got it?
Okay.
Homeowners association.
Right, so go to me. Click on search. It's the second one down. Click on that, and then I'll take it from here. So Michelle is like, get that off your Instagram. Well, folks, it's still up. So if you want to see it, you better hurry because Michelle might force me to take this down.
Why? It's not like you're actually drunk. You're just under the influence of something.
No, I'm not under the influence of anything.
Oh, you know what? Are you on Ambien?
I'm not. I don't take Ambien.
It was up until 2 in the morning.
What's up, everybody?
This is it.
Greetings. Good evening.
Wait, stop it.
Welcome.
I can't stop. Oh, yes,
come in.
Okay, I can stop.
Okay, again. You know what you sound like at the beginning of this? You sound like my kids because they watch too many YouTube videos. What's up, everybody? It's Trin and Madison here. Don't forget to like me, follow me. That's what you sound like at the beginning. You're trying to be like a YouTube star.
I did an IG Live last night promoting the tablet giveaways for the Microsoft Surface Pro 8s that were given away, and I shot a video. It was like,
hello.
It was like 7 o'clock or 7:15 last night. I shot a video, and everyone thinks I'm all disheveled. My hair's a mess.
We don't think it. We see it.
People think I'm drunk. My shirt is on inside out, but that's an honest mistake. It was intentional.
You make when you're drunk.
I just wanted people to think, and talk about it. No, I was shirtless in the house. I slapped the shirt on to shoot the video, and it turns out that it is inside out. You can see the seams, and you can see the label sticking up, the white label. Mm-hmm. So,
little dinner hour. Well, maybe a little past the dinner hour. Hello to everybody. Just want to remind all of our MJ Morning Show listeners that tomorrow morning we continue giving away the incredible Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablets.
All right, so people think I'm
babbling.
I'm on Ambien. Michelle's like, take that down. What were you thinking? I'm reading your texts right now.
You care that much what people think, Michelle? Because we don't.
What were you thinking? Oh, my God. You do sound drunk.
You're representing your family.
All right, folks, you better go look at this before Michelle forces me to take it down. Listen, comment. Go to my Instagram and comment. I'm certified MJ Radio. Certified MJ Radio. And comment, do I look disheveled drunk?
Yeah.
Do I look like I'm on Ambien and vodka and Zannies and...
You know what else you're doing in this video that I don't notice you do in this studio, at least?
What am I doing?
Is you're like talking on the side of your mouth like this.
I'm not side talking.
Are you have Bell's palsy?
Stop.
I just saw side talking.
I'm not side talking.
Oh, Fester's still here in laugh.
Fester pulled out. He's going to his son Hudson's Thanksgiving something or other today.
Recital.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I got a Thanksgiving play. All right, Roxanne, you have details from a controversial relationship coach, right?
Yeah, I sent you this earlier in the week. And I feel like we've talked about this guy before. He's an Australian love coach. His name is Jake Maddox.
Never heard of him.
And so he
Jake what?
Maddox. Maddock.
Yeah, Jake Matt. M-A-D-D-O-C-K.
Mm-hmm. And so he has given out relationship advice in the past.
Oh, he's from Brisbane.
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 Okay.
It's Brisbane?
Brisbane, not Brisbane. You're the bane of my existence in Brisbane. Go ahead.
So he's the two pieces of information he's given out that people are like, whoa, okay. The first thing is he says you're supposed to cohabitate 6 to 9 months into dating. If you do it before that, it could wreck the relationship. And if you do it after that, it's not good. Maybe it means that you guys just don't like each other that much.
The best time for couples to move in together to cohabitate is 6 to 9 months into dating.
When did you and Michelle move in, or did you wait until you were married?
I'm telling you right now, Michelle and I didn't move in together. We were engaged when we moved in together.
Really?
Yeah. I knew Michelle for, let's see, I met Michelle in March of 88. We got engaged in the summer of 93. So I dated Michelle for what? Five years?
Wait. Say that again. You met her when?
I met Michelle in March of 1988.
Oh, I thought you said 98. Okay. No. March of 1988. Got it.
And then we got engaged in the summer of 93. We got married in the summer of 94.
So you had your own places for 5 years.
Well, also in the meantime, I was in New York and Los Angeles. I went to L.A. first. I left Virginia Beach to go to L.A. for a couple of years. Then I was in New York. And then we met, we were dating a little bit, and then we stopped, and then we kind of rekindled when I moved to New York, and then she came up to visit. Then I left New York to get my first morning show job in West Palm Beach here in Florida, and then Michelle started coming down to Florida a little bit, and then I proposed to her, and we got engaged, and then she moved down.
And
what a story.
She moved in with me. Yeah, so that was much more than 6 to 9 months.
Right, you're outside this guy's sweet spot, and look how happy you are. So this is BS. All right, so the next thing that he wants to talk about is how many times a week you should have sex.
Okay.
How many times should you have sex?
And does it vary according to age? I would imagine that it might be. Okay. Nope. All right, so these are couples that are just together as a couple, or are these married couples, or it's just a relationship?
It's partner.
All right. So what is he claiming? What does this Matic guy from Brisbane say?
2 to 3 times a week, because it's good for your mental and physical health and hormonal regulation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Andrew wants us to take phone calls here. So phones are coming in. What are they saying, Andrew?
He wants to say how long it was before he moved in.
Okay.
All right. I'll grab some calls on this. 800-990-1047. So how long was it before you guys moved in together after dating? All right. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
Or how many times a week do you have sex?
Okay, we'll take both. All right. 800-990-1047. And this guy says that this is how you have a good relationship?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is how to have a good relationship?
All right. Let's go. Fire up the phones. Do you agree with this guy that you should cohabitate, you should move in together within 6 to 9 months, and you should be doing it 2 to 3 times a week?
I'm not afraid to say it. I would do it every day if I didn't have a job and children.
Okay. Thank you, Roxanne.
Whoa.
Because those are what you call anti- aphrodisiacs.
Oh, the kids?
Working kids.
Oh, I got you. Working kids. All right. Let's grab calls. 800-990-1047. Kyle is up first here. Kyle, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Which part of this you want to comment on?
So I'm the idiot that wrote the stupid Fester phone number song.
Oh, hold on. That was you?
We love you.
That's not
that
stupid.
Was me.
Oh, wait a second.
You're getting a lot of traction on
that. Oh, hang on. But folks, listen. This is Kyle. Kyle wrote this and sent this in. The Fester phone number song for Fester's personal private cell number.
Fester, how can we text you? You give us jokes we can hold on to. I know you think we are a bunch of bozos. Froggy, put your number on the show. Fester, I got your number.
This is Kyle.
I need to send you mine. Fester, don't change your number.
313-1-0-8-4-4-4. 813-1-0-8-4-4-4. Area code 813. All right, so there it is. Nice job, Kyle. Are you a professional singer?
Absolutely not. The acoustics in my apartment with my microphone are not great. So hopefully Fester enjoys my HBO Max and my Paramount Plus
password. Oh, you're the guy that gives the passwords to Fester as well.
Oh, right, nice.
Kyle, my lines are loaded here, so let's talk about...
I know.
All right, okay.
So we moved in. I just got married last month, and I sent Fester all the photos of our wedding. And we lived in the same apartment complex, but two different apartments for almost a year and a half. So now...
Well, that wasn't cost effective.
Not very, but it couldn't have come at a better time for our wedding with all this inflation, because after we move out of this apartment, it will go from $1,045 a month to $1,550 a month.
They are raising the rent that much in your apartment complex? Holy
Absolutely.
Moly.
Yes. Hey, here's the thing. In Temple, Texas, they're building a brand new Facebook Meta facility that'll add 5,000 jobs to the area in a town that only has 60,000 people.
That is crazy. So housing's going to be at a premium. Supply and demand going to push prices up. Kyle, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. Pam is in Newport Richey. Hey, Pam, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. You guys are absolutely wonderful. Thank you for being here in the mornings with us.
You realize that I have not re-signed the contract.
Oh, God.
I know, but I'm hopeful.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not turning it into a bit. I don't want to exploit the situation, but I have not signed the new contract. Nope.
MJ's contract countdown.
Nope, haven't signed yet.
Okay, well, I hope the next one is positive.
Yeah, and contract's up next month. I'm sorry, go ahead, Pam.
Well, I was calling about the moving in. My husband and I, we met in May of 87, and then in January of 88, we moved in together, and then February of 89, we got married.
Gotcha.
We've been married happily almost 34 years.
That's
February.
Fantastic. Now, you're a little outside of the window because this guy says you're supposed to cohabitate 6 to 9 months into the dating. You guys waited almost a year, right?
No, 7 months.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. So, my math sucked. Yeah. Hold on. You said you said May of 87?
Yes, and then January of 88.
Oh, okay. My bad. All right. Yeah, all right.
That's okay.
Bad math here. Maybe I shouldn't resign.
So, and we've been happily married. We have two children. We've moved all around, and we're just going strong.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Pam. Keenel is in Wesley Chapel. Have a great day. Keenel in Wesley Chapel, MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Hi, MJ. Hey, Roxanne. Hey, Froggy.
Hey.
And hi, Fester, even though you're not there.
Yeah, he's in his car. He's probably listening on his way to his kids' Thanksgiving celebration program at school.
Give you a wheeze.
Yeah. Let's hope the car makes it take some.
There's Fester and his wheeze laugh. There's Weezer himself.
Okay. So I moved in with my husband now about a year and a half to 2 years into dating him. We lived together for just over 2 years before we got married in May of 2015.
Hmm.
Yeah, and about the sleeping together.
Yeah, I was gonna let Roxanne ask you the question, but however, you're just blurting it out. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now we have two kids under five, so it's a little hard to do that 2 to 3 times a week. But before we had kids, 2 to 3 times a week was the good equation for it.
Right, you do it 2 to 3 times a week, and then you get those little kids, and they cut you back.
They screw it all up.
Yeah, I know. They really do set you back, man.
Yep. Actually, it would be anti-screwing it all up, I think. Hey, listen, thank you, Keenel. Appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Keenel.
It would be the opposite, right? It would be the reciprocal. Sylvie is in Tampa. Hey, Sylvie, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I got a doozy for you.
What do you have?
I met my husband in December, moved in by February, and married by June.
Whoa, you met your husband in December, you moved in by February?
Did you have a baby on the way?
By June.
And then you were married by June?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think it was we were playing the celebrity.
Was it a shotgun wedding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was.
Well, all right.
There you go.
That explains it.
All righty. Hey, Sylvie, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. One more. Let me grab Miguel in Spring Hill. Hey, Miguel, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, MJ. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you for the tablet. I did win it yesterday.
Miguel.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, Miguel won. You won the 7 o'clock hour tablet on Tuesday. Wow. Hey, thank you, buddy.
I appreciate that. And I do want to comment on this. I have a year and a half going, a little bit more, I think, relationship. She met me and 3 days later moved in. And it's been fine. It's been great. As far as the sex question, it has been every day, so we're doing good there.
Wow.
All right, Miguel. You're a winner of laptops and a winner of all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on the ball, I guess.
Wow.
I get it. So, but yeah,
very every day, man. You're talking Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It's like breakfast, Miguel. Right? Sometimes it's a brunch. Sometimes you eat it in the car while you're putting makeup on.
Exactly.
You said breakfast. You know, breakfast would be Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. This is like Rudy Tooty Fresh and Booty, you know?
You didn't start,
5 a.m. breakfast, you know.
Rudy Tooty Fresh and Booty. Maybe Cootie, I don't know. hey, thank
you. It's been good.
Hey, Miguel, thank you, buddy. Thanks for being an active participant on the MJ Morning Show.
Thank you for having the show. I love the show. You guys are great. Roxanne rocks.
Hey, by the way, Miguel, did you hear that I have not signed the new contract? Did you hear about that?
No, I've been monitoring that all kinds of things you say.
Yeah, no, but Miguel, my contract is up next month, and I have not re-signed. I don't know if I'm going to re-sign. You might be listening to the final days of the MJ Morning Show and our return. And of course, I'm not using this as any leverage. This is no bit. I'm not trying to turn this into some kind of an entertainment segment here. I'm just saying that my contract is up in December and I have not re-signed. That's all I'm saying. Is he leaving forever? That's all I'm saying, folks. Is this the farewell? It could be. I'm looking at the time. It is coming up on 9:19 here at the MJ Morning Show. I got a feeling we're giving away the next Microsoft Surface Pro tablet, the fourth one of the morning here on a Wednesday. I got a feeling it's coming up next in minutes. Oh, you hear Mariah Carey got rejected. All right, that's coming up in just a bit. If I have time for the OnlyFans teacher out in Arizona.
There's another OnlyFans story too.
Yeah, we got a couple of these things today. We got a lot to get to next and give away another tablet, another Microsoft Surface Pro 8 valued at $1,349. And it's next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Who just dropped something?
Roxanne throws stuff in the trash all morning and never makes it in the trash.
That's not true.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to set your clock or your watch, time at the tone will be 9:30. The crap watch never stops.
5 million.
You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you a lot of crap.
Isn't that the music they use for the Lufthansa heist?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's from that's the old Wins 1010 music up in New York, and that's in the shower scene where 5 million, 6 million, no one knows how much it was. A massive heist, the Lufthansa terminal at JFK.
Jimmy, you son of a bitch.
Jimmy!
Yeah. Oh, I gotta watch it today.
All right, so we'll give away the next Microsoft Surface Pro tablet in just a matter of minutes. here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So, listen, if you, listen, you're smart. You can figure it out. You know that we kind of shut down the show every day at about 942, 943. So I got to give it away. Allow for, you know, Andrew to get caller 1,000 this time around. And
oh, my gosh. This would be a rough week for Andrew.
Hey, go ahead. Which let me aim the camera at you.
Would this be considered a hell week for
Andrew?
Hold on a
minute. Go. Oh, so you won't flip off the camera?
Flip him off, Andrew.
He just flipped me off, but he won't flip it off on the camera. I just aimed Fester's camera toward him.
Don't do it, Andrew, because one time MJ told me to flip off the camera for some reason, and I got a nasty email about it from a listener.
Really?
Remember that?
It's inappropriate.
I don't. All right, so we'll give away the Microsoft Surface Pro tablet in just a matter of moments. Look at every line is ringing. Should I just take calls and say, hey, you're too early?
No, that would be mean.
No, but they're very early. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dennis Santos.
Hey, Dennis, MJ here. You realize we have not told you to call in yet. You realize that?
Listen,
I want to thank you for being a diligent listener, and, well, maybe you're not listening that closely, but no, I want to thank you for listening to the MJ Morning Show. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, MJ.
All right, buddy. We'll give it away in a few minutes. Every line is ringing. Hi, it's MJ. Good morning. Who's this? They wanted no part of that crap. They just hung up. Hi, MJ Morning Show. Look, they're hanging up now. Hi, it's MJ. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Ali.
Hey, Ali. It's MJ here. We're going to give away the tablet in a few minutes. Keep listening, buddy. Thanks for listening, okay?
No problem.
All right. Yeah, every line. Hi, it's MJ. Good morning. Who's this? Oh, my God. They're calling from the afterlife.
Drop and roll, sir.
Calling from their underwater welding job.
I've been taken by the devil.
What is this? What the hell is this?
Try that right in your ear when you're holding the handset up.
Hello, sir. Beelzebub.
What? We're getting a call from another solar system.
It's Artemis.
Are we making contact with another Earth?
Hold on. It was a stowaway on the Artemis rocket from early this morning.
Hit the number 6 if you hear me, sir.
What is going on? And here we go. Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiate. 7, 6, 5.
Oh, my God. We're picking up NASA.
4-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
So Michelle and I, we were out at 147 this morning in the middle of the street in our neighborhood watching to see if we could see it poke through the overcast cloudiness, and we could. And the video is up on my Instagram at Certified MJ Radio. If you want to take a look, the video is up. Certified MJ Radio is my personal account on Instagram. Give me a follow and see Michelle and I taking video in the middle of the street at 147 this morning to watch the rocket launch.
Mm-hmm. Your neighbors look outside in the middle of the night or taking out their garbage. They're like, oh.
Every line is ringing, but I'm not going to take calls until we give it away in just a few minutes here. All right, Mariah Carey. Hey, do you have the Mariah Carey music ready to go? All right, stand by. Andrew, stand by for the cue. Mariah Carey has been denied.
There's one Mariah Carey song that matters this time of year.
You're correct. And, of course, we went all Christmas back in March. And I'm kidding.
When do stations go all Christmas?
I don't know, but I can't take it.
Let's do it.
You know, it's just
it's beginning to look.
I got to be honest. Radio stations that play all Christmas, it's like a repellent to me. Do I like the occasional Christmas song? Yes. But not like stations that start playing Christmas music, Labor Day weekend. I mean,
halfway to Christmas, we're going all Christmas.
So Mariah Carey has been denied. Do you know what for?
I don't know what.
She is denied the Queen of Christmas title in her trademark case.
Oh.
Good.
Yep, she got hit with a lump of coal.
Is there a Queen of Christmas already in place?
On Tuesday, the U.S. Trademark Trial and Appeal Board ruled against Mariah Carey's legal attempt to trademark the name Queen of Christmas. And it also ruled that Carey, 52, cannot trademark the titles Princess of Christmas or QOC either.
Oh, come on.
and they even took away the protection for QVC, the shopping channel.
No, that's, I've seen her on there, too.
That's not true. It's not true. The decision means that the Regal Holiday monikers can be used by anybody. Elizabeth Chan, who says that she's the world's only full-time pop Christmas recording artist. What?
That's like having a year-round Christmas store.
I never heard of Elizabeth Chan, but she does Christmas songs all year round. Chan has 12 Christmas albums out.
All right, Chan. Time to change up the genre.
I've never heard of her. Okay, I'm going all St. Paddy's Day music.
Yeah.
I'm going all Flag Day music.
Your niche.
Yeah.
Jeez.
What the hell? Yeah. So Mariah Carey, who's famous for this.
Oh, yeah. I want a lot for Christmas.
No, I don't.
There is just one thing I need.
Well, you're not going to get the trademark.
I don't care about the present.
Well, you're not going to get the trademark.
I need the Christmas tree.
No, no trademark.
I just want you for my own.
No Queen of Christmas.
More than you could ever know.
You have been rejected.
Make my wish come.
It did not come true. You've been shot down by the trademark office.
All I want for Christmas is
another dream.
You.
Sorry, Mariah Carey is not the Queen of Christmas.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
Oh, man.
Do you think that was nervy for her to try to get the Queen of Christmas trademark?
No, she has a beautiful voice.
Everybody knows the Ronettes are the Queen of Christmas from the Phil Spector Christmas album. The greatest Christmas album ever made.
Phil Spector.
Greatest Christmas album ever. Trademark.
She didn't get it. All right, so Mariah Carey, better luck next time. All right, in the final minutes of the show, I got to give away the final Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet. Hey, thanks again to our buddy, DonTheITGuy.com. Team Logic IT in St. Pete helped to facilitate securing these new tablets. Appreciate it, Don. DonTheITGuy.com. Let's go with caller number, let's make this a biggie, caller number 400.
All right, Andrew.
You should be able to do that next 2 minutes, right?
Andrew's reaching for a weapon, I think.
All right, yeah, he's got a box cutter, ladies and gentlemen. Just got it through TSA. All right, here we go. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to go with caller number 200. I'll cut it in half.
Oh, my God, seriously?
No, I'm kidding. All right, let's do this. Let's make it easy. We'll go with caller 33.
There we go.
All right, caller 33, right now, you will win a Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet with the keyboard valued at $1,349. Caller 33, 800-990-1047. You got to know last hour's winner's first name. What was the name of the last hour's winner? Be caller 33. And you win your own $1,349 retail value Microsoft Surface Pro 8 tablet right now. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Oh, speaking of music, Barry Manilow is bringing his 50th anniversary tour to Amelie in downtown Tampa.
What number?
50th anniversary.
Yeah.
As a recording artist, Barry Manilow. You know, I like Barry Manilow. I do. There's something about Barry. It's kind of like, you know, how...
he's a classic.
It's kind of like how the Boston Red Sox, you know, made Neil Diamond hip.
Yeah.
You know, Caroline.
Yeah. You know, and, you know, Barry Manilow, you know, Mandy and...
Mandy.
Copacabana. So he's coming...
He looks like an elf now.
Yeah, you know, tickets go on sale in a couple of days, November 18th. And listen to this. Tickets to Barry Manilow? Tickets cost between $15 and 75 cents?
What? I'm going.
To $345.75.
Wait.
Tickets to the Tampa show cost between 15...
Wait a minute. That is quite a...
Hold on. How could a ticket to Barry Manilow be $15.75?
That's got to be a typo.
Listen, it's from Channel 8's website. I'm not making it up. Maybe Channel 8's got it all botched. I don't know.
It's got to be like 150.
Maybe Bob Height wrote this in between shows. I don't know.
Damn it, it can't be 15. Linda, fix it. This is Bob Height speaking.
Yes, Andrew.
I'm up to 32.
Okay.
All
right. The next call. Oh, and by the way, the opening act for Barry Manilow is Slayer. So this is
that's amazing.
This is great. So Slayer and Barry Manilow, Amelie Arena, downtown Tampa.
I like the promo. Slayer,
Barry.
The show is going to be January 14th. No, I'm kidding around. Slayer's
Slayer Manilow.
Slayer's not opening for Barry Manilow and Amelie.
Slayer Manilow tour.
No, man, I'm looking at a big pile of stuff. Oh, Jimmy Fallon. Did you see this? Quickly, we'll get into this tomorrow. Jimmy Fallon wants people to know he's not dead. Did you know there was a trending thing, a hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon? And wow. Jimmy Fallon is trying to get Elon Musk to take down the hashtag. And I guess it's causing people to do even more RIP Jimmy
Fallon.
Now they're
Googling it. The more you Google it, the more it becomes a thing, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, absolutely. Geez. Hi, good morning. MJ Morning Show. Who's this?
Christina.
Christina. Where are you calling from?
Plant City.
Christina from Plant City. Christina, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show this morning?
Oh, my gosh, to win the Microsoft 8 tablet.
Christina, you are caller 33. Now, how do you spell your name? Just want to, is it a C or a K?
C-H.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A?
Yes.
Christina in Plant City. And Christina, you want to win the tablet. You're 33. Can you tell us who won the tablet last hour?
Mark.
Yes. Boom! You got it. You win.
Oh, thank you.
You got a $1,349 tablet.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
I love this thing. I use... You know, Don the IT guy, .com, he turned me on to the tablet, gave the crew tablets last spring. And, man, I use it every single day.
I just started using mine. I love it.
I love it. Anyway, Christina, are you shaking with excitement?
I am, yes.
Christina, it's so nice to have you win this thing. All right, Christina, you're the final winner for today, but guess what? People need to know your name for 6 a.m. tomorrow. We'll give away the next tablet at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and you got to know that Christina was the winner. So, Christina, congratulations. Let me put you carefully on hold. Andrew, our producer, will get all your information, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It is our pleasure, Christina from Plant City. Right, hang on. All right, you got it. Grab her. She's online, too.
It's that easy.
It is that easy. So tomorrow morning, we'll give away another 4 tablets. And then we'll do another 4 on Friday morning. So we still have 8 more tablets to go. You could win. Spread the word. Tell all your friends, your coworkers. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. And we're just blowing out $27,000 worth of tablets here on the MJ Morning Show.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.